What's poppin', Thibbo? It is the Debate 2 post-program with Mark from Berkeley, Jay from Plymouth. I'm Drew from Ferndale. This is the Drew and Mike podcast. And where to start? Can we start somewhere else?
Sure.
Actually, you know what? I know where I want to start. I'm kind of sick that Billy Bush is suspended by NBC.
Are you heartbroken?
What the hell is that?
Are you heartbroken?
I don't know. I'm kind of bummed out for him.
Well, he comes across looking like a total doofus in a pretty big political scandal.
Well, absolutely, but what did he do that was so horrible? What did he say?
Called himself Bushy. Referred to himself in the third person as Bushy.
I just think when somebody like him is in a private moment with someone like Donald Trump, who's incredibly powerful and somebody he can use for his entertainment programs, because that's 2005. Trump's still a...
Well, 2005.
Still the Apprentice. Wasn't he doing the Apprentice then?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, Trump was a pretty big figure in entertainment at the time. I mean, he's obviously... Well, getting along with him, even though he said, was he supposed to confront him and go, I can't believe you said sexual assault, Mr. Trump.
Well, we don't know how it started either, though. We don't know how chummy they were beforehand, because they're pretty chummy when the tape starts rolling.
But Billy Bush isn't really saying that much.
Well, enough to piss off NBC.
You want him to be suspended? You think he should be suspended?
I'm not really the biggest fan of Billy Bush anyway.
I wasn't either. I like him more now. I used to hate him. I really don't mind him now. I think he's okay.
It's ridiculous. How about a hug for Bushy?
Oh, Christ.
You can't even laugh at that? That's hilarious.
Well, it was stupid.
I don't know if you've read the stories on... See, this is what I find fascinating is how did it get out there? Have you read all the stories on how it got out
there? No, I have not.
CNN put a big story together, and a producer for Access Hollywood had remembered, just like out of the blue, because of all the Machado stuff, Miss Universe, Miss Piggy, like all that conversation, like hit him in a flash that, oh my God, we have Trump on tape saying some stuff. Like he just, everybody totally forgot about it or didn't realize that it existed. So they were putting a story together. They had a story ready to run. And NBC News is like, well, let's just vet this first with our lawyers, which you have a guy on. I don't know what would be legally wrong.
Was NBC own that show?
Yeah. Access Hollywood's an NBC show. So is Days of Our Lives and The Tonight Show. That whole, that's all in the Universal set there.
Oh, boy.
So the question was, well, let's just see, you know, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. And I don't know if this is what you were thinking. But there's some people believe that there was some trepidation to put it out there because Access Hollywood, you want access to celebrities, to stars. Mm-hmm. So if you're giving out a private conversation or putting a news piece together, that's not going to really help that show. So they kind of pussyfooted around, but they still had a story ready to go that was supposed to run.
Oh, it's going to hurt
tomorrow.
Any show like that is going to put a chill on anyone in terms of what they say if there's a microphone anywhere near them.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean...
A lot of things are said.
Yeah, well, you might want to watch what you say anyway around a microphone, or maybe not just be a creep like you.
Well, I'm not suggesting that everyone talks in that manner.
That's what I mean,
but people, you know how people talk.
It's locker room talk.
Well, I mean, I've been around a lot of locker room talk.
Locker room talk.
I've heard a lot of things, strange things said
it's
in
just
the course
locker
of
my
radio career.
I was just laughing at how many times you said locker room talk, so that's going to be a new... piece of the lexicon that comes out of this election is locker room talk.
I kind of hate that it sort of gets jockified. Like,
I know. Which, like dumb jocks.
Well, I think it's bros. Guy talk is what it is. It's not locker room talk.
Sure. Yeah, no. And honestly, most of the locker room talk that he said wasn't bad. It's when he said, grab him in the pussy that really resonates, I think, with people.
Well, isn't it pretty obvious he's showing off for Billy Bush? He's putting on a little Donald Trump show. I'm so powerful.
I don't know, man. I think it's ridiculous, even if that is what he was doing.
Well, has anyone ever accused him of grabbing them in the pussy?
Why would you want to grab someone in the pussy? Why would you want to be with one of those if you have the ability to grab it?
I think I'm not suggesting this would ever happen to anyone in this room, but when you become a billionaire, I'm sure there's some pretty amazing power you have over people.
Oh, yeah.
that it would be pretty shocking if you wanted to put it to use. And he's the kind of guy that would probably put it to use.
Yeah. So
I'm sure there's a lot of chicks who felt. I mean, Donald Trump is not the guy I think most chicks. If he was a garbage man, I don't think he'd be sleeping with a lot of chicks. Actually, he might. He might.
You think he's pretty hot?
No, he's just the kind of guy that would try. He's the kind of guy that would make the sales call. You know, say, if you really? Can't get the order unless you make the call.
I think most of his bravado comes in the fact that he has money.
Well, sure it does. But if he were a garbage man, I cannot imagine him being a garbage man. And I don't want to knock garbage people either. I still could see him in his own stupid way pulling chicks. Not the kind of chicks he pulls in real life.
Hmm.
I mean, if you put his personality in a garbage bin, which is the whole conversation is ridiculous, to be honest. But, yeah, he's the kind of guy that would use his power for or would at least enjoy his power over women because he's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, I think that's really where it all comes from, though. But back to your original point about Billy Bush, I think.
Don't tell me Warren Buffett doesn't grab women in the pussy, by the way.
Gross! Just his wife, when she allows him to.
Remember when Bill Walsh was such a pussy hunt? That blew my mind. Can you imagine Bill Walsh just grabbing women by the pussy?
Yeah, I could, actually. I don't put it by anybody anymore. I didn't even know it was really a thing to grab the pussy. I mean, usually if you talk about grabbing, isn't it ass, like ass grabbing or boobs?
Yeah, I don't think we want to be grabbed there.
That's what's so weird. That's what honestly is the weirdest thing about.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't think it's something anyone does.
That's what I mean. It's not really a phrase. It's not a thing.
I mean, can you believe what this has come to? This presidential election. I mean, I always say it's the scummiest occupation. The elections, the commercials, what gets people elected, especially at like a senatorial level, the bullshit commercials people have run. Well, even at the presidential level, Willie Horton, Mike Dukakis in the tank. I mean, the stupid things that end up determining who wins office. But actually, you know, at the congressional and the senator level, there's been some incredibly, just brutally scummy campaigns and TV commercials. And this has got to be the worst presidential campaign.
I'm
trying to think of one that's worse. I can't even fathom.
Van Buren and Lincoln Douglas.
Yeah, there's some pretty goofy stuff going on back in the old days.
Really wild. Well, Christ, Burr and Hamilton had a duel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we were really that civilized back then.
So anyway, The real tragedy here is Billy Bush, the quiet victim.
The big winner, though, is easily Verizon Wireless.
Oh, God. Of course.
All the added value.
Oh, my God.
They sponsor the stupid Access Hollywood bust 11 years ago, and it's still paying dividends today. Think of all the free advertising Verizon Wireless got. That bust, all that extra branding.
Was there anything more to the NBC story about how they... Just basically that they were afraid to chill on celebrities who were coming in for interviews for Access Hollywood.
Some of the theory on it, but you know, other people are saying they were fearful of a lawsuit from Trump, which is why they wanted to vet it with their lawyers. But come on, what is actionable there? He knows he's being recorded. You have him on video.
I didn't know what was the situation. Where was the microphone in this whole thing? Who had the microphone?
Remember, we were talking about that on Friday. He was wearing it. You can see when he gets off the bus, he's got it on his lapel.
But I mean, that was not part of the interview, was it? I mean, or there wasn't this like pre? But was this before anything was supposed to happen that to go to tape?
But you've been on TV, you know they're always rolling. Once they get checks on that mic.
Well, yeah, but you don't really. That's
you
not something.
You know, there's people listening.
It's easy. Believe me. I've seen and heard of many instances where people forget for whatever reason. Or afterwards, after the camera's turned off, everybody walks away, you still have that mic on and you're talking about other crap.
But isn't it logical if somebody mics you up to assume you're being recorded or it's very possible?
Well, yeah, you should assume that. But I'm just saying a lot of people don't.
Well, that's why I don't think it's actionable, though. What's
the point of suing anyway?
It was more an excuse to just delay the story. They finally were going to let it run, but it wasn't going to run until Monday, well after the debate. And they don't know who leaked it, but somebody, they believe in NBC News, was like, screw this, man.
Somebody NBC News leaked it?
Yeah, because they had it. They wanted to put the story out. Access Hollywood wanted to put the story out. And it just kind of ground to a halt.
So then no one essentially got credit for it.
Washington Post is the first ones to put it out there. But Access Hollywood, I mean, come on. Nobody thinks of the Washington Post when they see the video now because you can see it in so many places. Everybody knows it's, you know, access.
Yeah.
The other big winner, of course, Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Or are they a big loser because Trump uses them? Did you see their tweet?
No. What did Tic Tac say?
They condemned Donald Trump.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, SNL at all.
Was that really necessary? Are there people who are endorsing his comments?
It's kind of like the Michigan sexual assaulters, maybe? I don't know.
It's kind of like the Michigan anti-hate rally. Are there people who are for hate who have rallies, too? I don't think so.
And no, but they did tweet out about it, which is pretty funny. And then SNL had a really good joke about it, that they should really just use it to roll it into their campaign. And it was Tic Tacs, grab Brad bad breath by the pussy. That phrase is going to go down.
That a day in the life of Kellyanne Conway.
Hilarious.
Oh, that was really good. God, that was funny.
So the first cold open on SNL with Baldwin.
I thought it was much funnier than last week.
Oh, it was very funny. But, you know, he actually said the phrase, too.
Yeah.
But the best saying of the phrase that I saw was on CNN.
Oh, when the person complains about using the word pussy? That's hilarious. Well, let's play that.
All right.
About our country and the culture that we are accepting. You will rue the day
your daughter sees this.
All right, everybody, one at a time.
They got diamonds.
Can I just say that?
Anna, quickly, I have to get to break. I'll bring you guys back, but go ahead.
All this shaming of each other on TV. Yeah. Really, let's not do this, guys. Yeah. None of us are on the ballot. The people that are on the ballot are Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and we are judging Donald Trump. If you choose to make excuses for him, that's your choice. That's your choice.
And then be responsible.
My choice is to consider him a disgusting man who has consistently disgusted me from the first day of this campaign. And I think that every single Republican is going to have to answer the question, what did you do the day you saw the tape of this man boasting about grabbing a woman's pussy? That's period. Okay.
All right.
Will you please stop saying that word? My daughter is listening.
Yeah, you know what, Scotty? Don't tell me you're offended when I say pussy, but you're not offended when Donald Trump says that.
Exactly.
I'm not running for president. He is.
Yes. And I said I'm offended.
Okay, so then don't act outraged and offended when I say the word that you're not offended by the man who you are supporting is saying. That is just absurd.
I was offended by him saying that, too.
We'll be right back.
How ridiculous. Both of those women, by the way, Republican strategists. Both of them are Republicans.
Pussy.
What?
That word. People do not like that word, man.
What this world is coming to. I think people like that word a lot more than they admit.
Women? You think women like it? I guess it's better than the word.
Yeah, there's some other words that I think they hate more. Put it that way.
Do you want to hear it coming out of Donald Trump's mouth? Wanting to grab it?
Sure.
Okay.
One more time.
There's two things I wanted to see because I was driving over here while the debate was wrapping up. And neither of them really have to do with Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. The first was, I'm just infatuated by these undecided voters.
Yeah.
In the crowd. Are they really undecided? You really think that Muslim woman hasn't decided who she's voting for when she asked that question?
I can't imagine how somebody... What the fuck is wrong with someone who hasn't made up their mind? What more do you need to hear to make a decision?
I don't know.
It's really based on...
I think it's pretty well decided.
You either hate one or you hate the other.
Yeah, who do you hate more? And in the end, if you're undecided because who do you hate more, you're probably just not going to vote anyway, right?
And, you know, how pathetic it is that this whole thing is based on someone who's trusted by 30% of the public trust Hillary Clinton, and 70% or about the same think Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
How did we land these two winners to be our final choice?
One was preordained by her party, and the other was just so nuts that it was kind of hard not to enjoy him.
I thought he showed some of the side that won a lot of people over in the primaries tonight, some of his one-liners.
Oh, that's you think that's what won him the primaries?
Yeah, I think a lot of that a lot of just his smack talk.
And, well, I thought it was just him calling out people, just calling out their bullshit.
Well, that's kind of what he was doing. And, you know, just those little one-liners after she finished or, you know, the one time he said, oh, what a shot. He's so surprised. And
yeah, I'd put you in jail. Of course you wouldn't. I'd put you in jail. That's going to be the big line, right?
There were a few. I thought the period. What do you have there? Is that the final? The last question.
These are the two things I wanted to see because I was driving over here. And first is I heard this guy's name and I'm like, I have to see what this dude looks like. Do you know what I'm talking about? The guy that asked the question.
Well, thank you very
much. Oh man, I can't believe you didn't notice.
The question about say something you like.
No.
And I just want to quickly say
very quickly.
I respect the Second Amendment. But I believe there should be comprehensive background checks, and we should close the gun show loophole and close the online loophole.
We have one more question,
as
Mrs. Clinton,
as we possibly can.
We have one more question from Ken Bone about energy policy. Ken?
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs
while
at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
Mr. Trump, too much. Okay.
I think it's such a great question.
I'll tell you why I'm laughing really hard because my buddy sent me a text. So I was driving listening to it and I just heard Ken Bone and I was laughing and heard Ken Bone's question. Then I get a text that comes across and says, Ken Bone fucks. Just based on what he looked like, so I was dying to see. And he's a guy that probably, 280 pounds, maybe 5'4".
Receding hairline, dumb-looking mustache.
with a white turtleneck and a red cardigan sweater over it.
Ken Bone.
And then his name pops up. Kenneth Bone. I don't know why, maybe. All right, I'm sorry, I'm a juvenile. I thought you'd get more pleasure out of Ken Bone.
No, I appreciate him the first time.
But then, yeah, I really want to see this pussy that asked.
I was getting exhausted by this point.
Yeah, so was Trump. Very low energy.
He was low energy at the very beginning, I thought.
It was weird. He was like leaning on the back of his chair.
Was something physically wrong with him? What's the sniffing and the breathing?
And the cotton mouth. She had bad cotton mouth, too.
Although I can't even fathom the pressure on these two people. For a presidential debate, 100 million people are going to watch or something close to that, especially him on the heels of, you know, grabbing people by the pussy.
Yeah, but by now, come on, they've been through the ringer.
Yeah, but you know you have to deal with it. What do you say? I mean.
Well, unlike him, you just tweet, what an interesting 24 hours.
He's one of these guys.
That tweet by him?
Yeah. I think this just rolls off his back is really the answer, but he obviously he seems exhausted at the beginning of this.
Yeah, very, very low energy. Well, somebody had
ever been affected by any of these incidents or whatever you want to call them. This was it.
Somebody had gotten to him in the beginning. Like when they bring up the tape, just say, locker room talk, and we're moving on, which he never moves on from anything. Right, here's this puss. Just dying to see what this guy looks like.
I hope you will go to HillaryClinton.com.
Oh, you and your website, man.
We've taken one more question, and it comes from Carl Becker.
Trump should grab him. He's such a pussy.
My question to both of you is...
Oh, stupid question.
Regardless of the current rhetoric...
He's pushing his voice,
either
too.
...either of you name one positive thing that you respect in one another?
I'm so nervous.
Everyone's laughing because it's a stupid question.
He is so hard right now.
Nobody cares about that.
He's the size of three strawberry dongs. He's so rock hard from that applause.
Everyone's laughing at him. Because I think that's a very fair and important question.
Tell you what, he's Ken Bone.
I respect his children. His children are incredibly
It's so funny.
Able.
It's not him. That's not technically an answer. They should have called her on that.
It's half of him.
I don't agree with nearly anything else he says or does, but I do respect that. And I think something
I don't know.
that as a mother and a grandmother is very important to me. So I believe that this election has become in part so...
blah, blah, blah. Answer the fucking question and then shut up.
So intense because there's a lot at stake. This is not an ordinary time and this is not
I love what he spends the majority of his election. Answer agreeing and pointing out what a great compliment
oh, he does.
That his children were. It's funny, you start to wonder, is he going to answer this? Because he doesn't usually answer the question anyway.
How would you answer that if you were him?
The world, from the Supreme I thought he gave a good answer, actually.
Oh, really?
So I thought it was fair. And so and he tempered it with some
He tempered it with what?
With some shots.
And that's why I tried to put forward specific policies and plans, trying to get it off of the personal and put it on to what it is I want to do as president. And that's why I
But I thought he reinforced her answer
for themselves.
About what a compliment it was. Yeah. I mean, in his unique way.
Oh, man.
Maybe a little more working to help.
Because it sounds like he's actually being nice and, you know, I really appreciate that compliment, but then he goes on about it.
Mr. Trump.
Talk about how hot his daughter is,
well,
too.
Well, I consider her statement about my children to be a very nice compliment. I don't know if it was meant to be a compliment, but it is a great. I'm very proud of
Why was it not meant to be a compliment?
And, it wasn't about him.
They've done a wonderful
it
job,
is?
And they've been wonderful, wonderful kids. So I consider that a compliment. I will say this about Hillary. She doesn't quit. She doesn't give up. I respect that. I tell it like it is.
Look at her face.
She's a fighter. I disagree with much of what she's fighting for.
Wait.
I do disagree with her judgment in many cases.
Doesn't this kind of make moot, though, his point that she had, which I think is a great argument by him, the whole point about how she's had all this time. She's got nothing done. But now you're saying she's a fighter and she's going to keep going for it. That kind of renders his points moot, which is stupid. That's a stupid
well,
thing to say.
She doesn't give up. It doesn't mean she's fighting for the right things. She keeps fighting for the wrong things.
No,
what
but
he's saying.
What he says, which I think is a very effective argument on his standpoint, is she's had 30 years to get this stuff done. And she's basically she has a do nothing record.
Yeah.
So she's going to still fight. I don't know. It's kind
she
of
says she's fighting for the wrong things.
And she doesn't quit and she doesn't give up. And
How about
I consider
his earlier
that to
argument?
Be a very good trait.
Thanks to both of you.
I want to thank both the candidates.
I thought he might stiff her on
university
that question. I thought he might say, I'm sorry, I can't think of anything.
Meeting. Our thanks to the candidates, the commission, Washington University, and to everybody who watched.
Please tune in
who
on
was it,
October 19th for the final.
I'm trying to think of who was it that... Who was asked what their biggest weakness was and they couldn't come up with an answer? Was that George Bush? It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
That was that was really fun. Or no, regrets maybe? Something along those lines,
remember.
You know, what do you wish you'd done differently?
Isn't that like a typical interview question? Like, what's your biggest weakness?
Yeah, I think that's a... it's a good question. It's the answer is interesting, really. I think it says a lot about the person answering the question as to how they answer that question.
I had somebody ask me that question as I was a reference for a job for someone else, which is a pretty tough responsibility. Like, what are you supposed to say about someone?
About their weakness, you mean?
Yeah, someone asked me about a person's weakness.
Well, you know what? I've anticipated that question because it came up in interviews a lot.
Yeah.
And so I came up with
just
a stock
turn it
answer.
To a positive, yeah.
Yeah, that my weakness
I'm a perfectionist.
Is that I work too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm a perfectionist. I work too hard. Sometimes I work too well with others.
And you know, I need to spend more time because sometimes it's just not productive.
Yeah.
You know, get a certain amount done.
Yeah. I thought I came up with a pretty good answer, but
yeah, this might be classic Bush. What was your answer?
I'll wait till after Bush.
In the last campaign, you were asked a question about the biggest mistake you'd made in your life, and you used to like to joke that it was trading Sammy Sosa. You've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made after 9/11. What would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it.
What?
John... I'm sure historians will look back and
it's
say,
2007,
gosh,
by the way.
This way or that way.
September 2007. We're in Iraq for, what, 4 years at this point? More than 4 years.
This isn't
you know,
debate.
I just... I'm sure something will pop in my head here.
So I think this is it.
All the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet. I don't want to sound like I've made no mistakes. I'm confident I have. I just haven't...
You took a lot of shit for this because...
Here and, maybe I'm not quick on my feet as I should be in coming up with one.
So the negative I had to say for this person was, I tend to give this person a lot of duties to do, and sometimes they can get slightly overwhelmed because I pile too much on them, but they always get the job done.
There's something negative in your part.
I know. Well, I'm not. It wasn't a job for me. I was deflecting it onto me.
It's just a non-answer. That's okay.
Well, it was an answer of some sort. I don't know if this person got the job.
All right. You want to look at Baldwin, by the way, on SNL? Would that be sure. a good place to go? I thought it was fucking killer. I thought it was one of the... Because last week, honestly, you could have just... And they did at times. They just ran basically verbatim stuff that he said and plugged it in and along with a few jokes, and it worked great. But I thought this was even better.
I thought their news was really good, too, on SNL.
Yeah, it was.
Do you like Baldwin's Trump?
I liked it better this time.
I love it. I think he's
I didn't really like it good. As much last week.
He sounds just like him.
I didn't think he had the facial stuff down.
Really?
As much as others.
Yeah.
Come on. Go.
Yeah, the hand gesture. He was doing them more this time.
Oh, wait, is it right after this?
Yeah, this is supposed to be a replay of the vice presidential debate. And it's just to illustrate the point that Mike Pence like is talking about what a great guy Donald here. Trump is. And then, of course, they break in with a breaking exactly news.
Like oh, okay.
You guys got a pretty good cane, though.
Yeah, his voice is perfect.
What are your plans
Isn't it?
To combat terrorism I thought so. At home mm-hmm. and abroad? Senator Kaine, we'll start with you.
Awesome, Elaine. I have a great answer for this, and here it is.
Donald Trump I would almost think that's
Mexicans
his voice.
Rapists, and he's called women pigs and slobs.
No, no, that's not true.
Yes, it is, Elaine.
No, it's not. Those are lies. Donald Trump loves women. He respects women. He's never said a single bad thing about women.
He respects women more than anyone, as he says.
Evidence that proves otherwise.
This is a CNN breaking news alert.
Well, there's a Verizon looks like bus. Donald Trump finally got what he wanted, a working microphone. Newly leaked audio shows Donald Trump and Billy Bush making lewd comments about women on an Access Hollywood bus in 2005.
Billy Bush should not be lumped equally with Trump.
This breaking scandal is Donald Trump himself.
The hair's perfect.
Bush didn't get fired, though, right? He's just suspended.
Yeah, he's not on tomorrow is all I saw.
Well, he usually hosts the third hour. They probably just want him to disappear for a while.
Are you not entertained?
All right, Mr. Trump, this leaked audio showed you saying, I can't quite say it on live television, but basically you said you wanted to
grab them by the pussy.
I think his head's kind of doddering Reagan-like.
Oh, oh my God. Yes.
And I would like to take this time to formally apologize.
What are you saying?
I deeply apologize.
Are you trying to say apologize?
No, I would never do that. What I am doing is apologizing to all the people who were offended by my statements. But more importantly, to the people who were turned on by them, I hear it's really 50-50.
But Mr. Trump, why would you say these horrible things in the first place?
Come on, Brooke. I was trying to look cool. I mean, what normal red-blooded American doesn't want to impress the Billy Bush? Also, P.S., you have to admit, it's kind of funny that the only Bush who matters in this general election is Billy.
That doesn't really excuse what you said.
Listen, okay, this was way back in 2005. It was 11 years ago, back when I was just a young, childish, 59-year-old man.
That's a great point.
Okay, now, Mr. Trump, many Republicans have stood by you through a lot of other scandals, but are now pulling their support. People like Senator John McCain.
Coward.
Carly Fiorina.
She's a four.
And Idaho Senator Mike Crapo.
More like Crapo.
But you must admit, this is bad for you.
The only person I need is my running mate, Mike Pence. I love Mike Pence. I respect Pence. I'll always have Pence.
Well, actually, today he said he can't condone your remarks, and then he canceled his campaign events.
Mike Pence is a loser. I hate his guts. I call him Puny Pence.
All right. Now, these comments have specifically offended women. What would you say to women voters watching this right now?
I would say this. Listen, women, if you give me a chance, I promise I can do a whole lot more than just grab it.
Oh, shut up, the crowd acting appalled. Do this. Oh.
I can also bop it, twist it, and pull it. Brooke, I'm tired of talking about me. Okay, we need to move forward and focus on the serious issues. I'd like to send my condolences and prayers to everyone affected by Hurricane Matthew. I love the people of Florida, and I hope that they stay safe. I love the people of Florida. I hope they stay safe.
Wow. That was actually a very nice thing to say, Mr. Trump. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that was Republican nominee Donald Trump joining us now to discuss more on this.
Now, let me tell you something, okay?
What is that?
I wish that I was that hurricane tearing through all of that hot Miami pussy. Oh, yeah. I would just destroy it.
Mr. Trump, we can still hear you.
Really? Then I apologize.
Okay. We now go live to Hillary Clinton's campaign headquarters, where they've just received news of the leak.
See, I thought this part was dumb. I don't think she does a good Hillary.
I'm just not that blown away by her Hillary either. First of all, the spirit of it is entirely wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, I guess, the caricature, but I don't think she sounds like her.
She doesn't laugh like that either.
No, I always liked Amy Poehler's.
What do you think about this leaked audio? I mean, you must have had a hard time listening to it, huh?
Yeah, I did. Take five, kids.
Big party going on behind her.
I did, Brooke. It was incredibly disturbing. And when I heard it, I was deeply saddened.
She's trying not to smile.
It made me feel just horrible and very depressed. I'm sorry, Brooke. It is a very sad day.
Seems really sexist to cut off the chick doing Hillary Clinton, but it just wasn't as funny.
The Mike Pence thing. Did you see that story about him tonight? About the paper that knows his sources really well says that he's thinking about dropping out as vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not surprised to hear that.
Why would he, though?
Well, he'd be a hero to a lot of people if he did that. Because, I mean, doesn't that just... I mean, that is a... That's about as crushing a blow as they come.
Who's he going to find? Wrong people. I mean, he could come out like the golden boy of the GOP, right? If he keeps going this way.
I don't know. I think he's an embarrassing footnote already.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people felt he won his vice presidential debate. He's already contradicted Trump with this whole.
Okay, let me ask you this:
Verizon video.
Who is going to agree to be vice president when Mike Pence drops out?
Putin.
Besides Putin,
I don't know. Chris Christie,
really?
Rudy Giuliani.
You think so?
Well, they're all over there. They're all over the TV this morning promoting him and talking about him.
You think they want to be vice president, though?
Well, what do you mean? To him?
Yeah, to Trump's. Do you think they want to be? I don't think either of those guys. Well, Christie might want to be vice president.
He's already on his the head of his transition team. I wouldn't be surprised in the least if one of those two guys did it.
Maybe. I think it might be tricky to find someone, seriously.
Ivanka.
I mean, he could be part of one of the biggest blowouts.
Eric.
Although...
Don Jr., why not?
Yeah, he could always get one of his kids to do it.
Honestly, why not?
Then they can't run his companies and not tell him what's going on.
To the blind trust.
The blind trust.
With the other son.
I don't know. Maybe Marla Maples' kid could do it. The daughter.
Marla Maples' kid? Tiffany. She wasn't even there tonight, was she?
I didn't see her.
When they showed the family, they showed Melania and then the three we really know.
I don't know. I think it would be more heroic for him to drop out and blow the whole thing up because it would blow it. could pretty well, I don't know, Trump says he won't quit, and I kind of believe him.
Oh, I don't think he'll quit. No way.
But it would certainly hurt Trump. I don't know. I've watched this guy at times, and I'm like, how does he do this? How does he somehow back up this stuff or just refuse to discuss it, just blow it off? It's just a ridiculous position to be in. This guy, what does this guy have in common with Donald Trump?
Oh, Pence. I thought you were talking about Trump.
Pence. Yeah.
Nothing. He has nothing in common.
I mean, it looks ridiculous from the beginning.
He's a Tea Partier. He's like Ted Cruz light.
And for him to be in the position of having to sort of justify all this ridiculousness.
I know. And support him.
What could be one of the most embarrassing defeats in the history of political elections. Right now, I can't tell if he's going to lose by 20% or if it's going to be a close race. It seems like it'd be either go either way.
Well, he's got to win Florida. He'll probably win Florida. Don't you think he'll win Florida?
I don't know anymore. I don't know what, because when I look at the polls, I think there's a certain percentage of people who will not admit they're voting for Trump.
He'll probably win. Well, yeah, but they.
What is that? What is the size of that though? I don't know. I'd say it's at least 2 or 3%, could be, I don't know, 7 or 8.
Well, the thing is, too, those people will go out and vote, period. I mean, there are a lot of people that will vote. I mean, typically, we'll vote Democratic and just go, I don't feel like voting.
And honestly, I think if you're inclined to like him or you wanted to like him, I think probably tonight's debate was very good for you. You probably liked it.
I suppose.
If you're one of the deplorables. Which, by the way, every
brought
time
that up tonight, didn't he? Deplorable.
It was asked of her.
Oh, it was asked of her.
Yeah, and he brought it up too. But when she tried to give these rosy answers about being president for all people and diversity, every time she says that, how can you not be thinking about? Wait, what about the basket of deplorables? You're not president for them.
For Trump's people, or the
That's what's so
the ultra rich.
That's what is so lame. I mean, any true hardcore Republican has to be just brokenhearted to know that if they had come up with any candidate, I think they would have murdered her.
Because she even knows that the basket of deplorables is not a real term of people or a real thing.
Irredeemable.
So stupid.
Anyway, as far as the actual debate, let's see. You want to go? We saw the last,
you have the remote.
Last stupid question. Was there any part of the debate you thought was worth watching? Because I thought there were a couple things that were kind of interesting.
Well, all the tape stuff is pretty interesting. It's really the first time they've talked about it. Although his response out of the beginning was basically, it's locker room talk, I'm going to beat up ISIS. I mean, that's really was his answer about it. That's what I meant about people getting to him. The very first question of the night, literally, though, was, what about the children?
Oh, my
God. Did you catch that? That was honestly... Yes. The very first question of the debate is, what about the children?
You know, I hate when people bring up the children. This is not about the children. Come on. We've had, after Bill Clinton, how can you say it's about the children? He had a 70% approval rating in the middle of all that. I mean, that's such a joke, especially for her to, like, pile on it.
But it's about the future.
No one even knew what the word blowjob meant. Look at all the people that explain blowjob to their children.
Why are they explaining that to their children? Why are their children knowing? Now they have to explain.
Because
what it
the
means
president was getting a blowjob. They had to and their kids kept hearing it. They had to explain it. And the little kid that came up to him said, Mommy, what's a blowjob?
That's a little more normal.
Do you remember all that stuff?
It's a little more normal than grabbing someone in the pussy.
Oh, come on. We're parsing.
I'm joke. What's a joke?
I don't know. It is. I mean, it is pathetic. The whole thing is pathetic.
I just thought it was just pretty funny that the first question was literally, "What about the children?"
I know, and that's what happens when you let the public ask the questions.
Yeah, which I forgot the public was even there for about an hour.
Why would you have the public ask questions anyway? Because what happens is you get ridiculous questions like, say one thing nice about the other person.
Well, I know. It's a group of people that are allegedly undecided, so they're either not going to vote because they're this dumb and waited not to make a decision, or they're lying.
And by the way, for the moderators to act like they actually have some control over either candidate is such a joke. Trump just blows through them.
Anderson Cooper's yelling at them to stop cheering because they're wasting time. Yet he's wasting time by telling them to stop cheering.
Our children, that
our country really is great because we're good. And we are going to
except
respect
for the
one
deplorables.
Another, lift each other up. We are going to be looking for ways to celebrate our diversity. And we are going to try to reach out to every boy and girl, as well as every adult, to bring them in to working on behalf of our country. I have a very positive and optimistic view about what we can do together.
I got to tell you, I'm really bummed out at the idea of listening to her for 4 years. I mean, I just feel like I've got a new mom, a new bossy mom at my age. That I
That's
do not
why
need.
The slogan of my campaign is Stronger Together. Because I think if we work together, if we overcome the divisiveness that sometimes sets Americans against one another, and instead
there's
we make
Bone.
Some big goals, and I've set forth some big goals, getting the economy to work for everyone, not just those at the top.
The clear winner of the
sure
debate tonight,
that we
Ken
have
Bone.
The best education system from preschool to college and making it affordable, and so much else.
Trump won them all.
If we set those goals and we go together to try to achieve them, there's nothing, in my opinion,
wait, what
that America
that poll
can't do.
Donald Trump got 68% and Hillary Clinton got 11%. 21%. I don't know who won, but I know who lost America, 21%.
What? Where's that from?
It's an
BuzzFeed.
Oh, it's BuzzFeed, Jay, come on.
It's the only one that's got any stats so far. Everybody else is like, vote now.
Because they
so
made it up.
There's no other stats posted yet.
No, CBS, NBC, I've got... What's going on there? It's been...
I don't know. Do they usually have them up that quick?
Yeah. I mean, fairly
our
quick.
Country and they see what's going on. Yes, I'm very embarrassed by it. I hate
there
it.
There we go.
But it's...
He did... You know, I have to say, I didn't know how he'd deal with this. Wasn't blowing it off the best thing to do?
Locker room banter.
Well, it wasn't his answer.
Kissing women without
this is not Trump answering this question. This is a...
Well, when is it ever someone answering?
Huh?
Except when is it ever someone really answering, except for when it's him?
Well, it's usually Trump. Does this sound like Donald Trump? It's almost like he's pouting because he has to give this answer. I mean, everybody, you were saying it too, how low end or something seems wrong with him.
Yeah, again. Something seemed really
it's
wrong
because
with
him. He has to answer this question the way his people want him to answer because there's no way of getting out of this because it's been such a stupid thing to come forward.
But, I mean, that's what basically every politician does. They give the answer that they're supposed to give.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but isn't that, why people,
answer things off the
isn't that why people love him?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but he's not doing that. And I think because I this is my belief, someone probably eventually convinced him that, no, this is how you have to do is say it was years ago, locker room talk, move on. You're going
to if you're for him, you want him to take good advice. I mean, that's his biggest problem is that he doesn't listen to people, obviously.
That's my
or
point.
Or he wouldn't do that stuff.
I don't think he wanted to answer it this way because he sounds like a baby.
This was about, are you both modeling positive and appropriate behaviors for today's youth? We received a lot of questions online, Mr. Trump, about the tape that was released on Friday. As you can imagine, you called what
you said.
I'm sure Anson
Cooper is so upset about this.
You described kissing women without consent, grabbing their genitals. That is sexual assault. You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. Certainly, I'm not proud of it. But this is locker room talk. You know, when we have a world where you have ISIS chopping off heads, where you have, and frankly, drowning people in steel cages, where you have wars and horrible, horrible sights all over, where you have so many bad things happening. This is like medieval times. We haven't seen anything like this, the carnage all over the world. And they
what is going on there?
Imagine the people. That are
is this guy doing blow? Are we going to find out that Donald Trump has a humongous cocaine habit?
No, he's never drank alcohol. He's never done a drug.
I'm very embarrassed by it. I hate it. But it's locker room talk.
I wonder if that's true.
It's one of those things.
What he always says. He said it forever.
Knock the hell out
he says
of
a lot
ISIS.
Of things.
We're going to defeat ISIS. ISIS happened a number of years ago in a vacuum that was left.
Imagine him after a few drinks if he did drink.
And I will tell you, I will take care of ISIS.
So, Mr. Trump,
we should get onto much more important things and much bigger things.
Just for the record, though,
and grabbing people by the pussy.
What you said on that bus 11 years ago, that you did not actually kiss women without consent or grope women without consent.
I have great respect for women. Nobody has more respect for women than I do.
So for the record, you're saying you never did that.
Things, frankly,
why does he have to say that? That no one has more respect for women than he? I mean, to say he has respect for women is one thing. To say he has the most respect for women... Oh, my God.
Here are these things.
By the way, another debate poll. Trump, 79% to 21.
Is that Drudge Report?
It's not important. It's some reputable source.
Jay?
Really. Las Vegas Sun.
Las Vegas Sun.
Oh, is that Sheldon Adelson's? Does he own them? Is that one of the papers he bought in Vegas? Okay.
It's reputable.
Yeah. No, it Trump certainly was not an online poll.
Peter S. Barron.
Very scientific.
And I was embarrassed by it, but I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me. And I will tell you, no, I have not. And I will tell you that I'm going to make our country safe. We're going to have borders in our country, which we don't have now. People are pouring into our country, and they're coming in from the Middle East and other places. We're going to make America safe again.
When is somebody going to find out why he's sniffing?
We're going to make America safe again. And
I don't know.
In both debates.
We're going to make America wealthy again. Because if you
I think
don't
he's just too
that,
close to the microphone.
It's
breathing, I guess.
Yeah.
But we have to build up the wealth of
Thank
our
you,
nation.
Mr. Trump.
Right now, other nations are taking our jobs, and they're taking our wealth.
Thank you, Mr.
And that's
Trump.
What I want to talk about.
Secretary Clinton, do you want to respond?
Well, like everyone else, I've spent a lot of time thinking over the last 48 hours about what we heard and saw. You know, with
like she
prior
thought about Juanita
Broderick,
I'm sure she spent a lot of time thinking about that. I
disagreed with them on politics, policies, principles, but I never questioned their fitness to serve. Donald Trump is different. I said starting back in June that he was not fit to be president and commander-in-chief. And many Republicans and independents have said the same thing.
This straw poll, Trump 83%, Hillary Clinton 17%.
Okay.
Why does he win the online polls like this, by the way?
Well, what's the source of that one?
Straw poll.
Straw poll.
What is it, Jay?
Straw poll. It's an online.
It's just an online poll. I'm just wondering why is he the last debate, for example? Why did he win all the online polls? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's not scientific. A lot of times you can go out.
No,
there
I know
and
it's
vote,
not scientific.
You can
but
vote
why would he
times.
Win? Why would he win every one? Wouldn't she have people voting 100 times too?
No, because those people that love him. People that are voting for her, almost voting for her by default. It's the same reason the turnout for Republican voters is always way higher than the turnout for Democratic voters.
Maybe it's the Russians.
It could be.
He is just so in bed with them. Awfully large disparity.
It's Russians.
He's so in bed with them. Well, no, he doesn't. I can't believe he said that tonight, too. We don't know if it's them. We don't know if they're the ones that did the hacking.
We all saw and heard on Friday was Donald talking about women. What he thinks about women.
Isn't it ridiculous her
what he
lecturing
does to women,
about this subject?
And he has said that
the bimbo eruption crusher
doesn't represent who he is. But I think it's clear to anyone who heard it that it represents exactly who he is. Because we've seen this throughout the campaign. We have seen him insult women. We've seen him rate women on their appearance.
Rate women? Oh.
Ranking
oh, no one
them
does that.
From 1 to 10. We've seen him embarrass
just 'cause
women
you get a four.
On TV and on Twitter. We saw him after the first debate spend nearly a week denigrating a former Miss Universe in the harshest, most personal terms.
She gained 55 pounds.
So, yes, this is who Donald Trump is. But it's not only
she was an
women,
eating machine,
it's
for Christ's sake.
It's not only this video that raises questions
gave her a second
about
chance.
His fitness to be our president.
Trump's making a very interesting face, isn't he?
Yeah, doesn't look like he wants to grab her.
He's squinting really hard. I mean, you can't squint any harder than he's squinting right now, and his mouth is very close to just a straight line across.
Because he has also
he's getting
targeted
ready to blow up.
Immigrants, African-Americans, Latinos, people with disabilities, POWs, Muslims, and so many others. So this is who Donald Trump is. And the question for us, the question our country must answer, is that this is not who we are. That's why, to go back to your question, I want to send a message, we all should, to every boy and girl, and indeed to the entire world.
Shut up about the children.
That America already is great, but we are great because we are good. And we will respect one another. And we will work with one another. And we will celebrate our diversity. These are very important values to me because this is the America that I know and love. And I can pledge to you tonight that this is the America that I will serve if I'm so fortunate enough to become your president.
And we want to get to some questions
from
online.
Well, am I allowed
online
to respond to that? I assume I am.
Yes, you can respond to that.
It's just words, folks. It's just words. Those words, I've been hearing them for many years. I heard them when they were running for the Senate in New York, where Hillary was going to bring back jobs to upstate New York, and she failed. I've heard them where Hillary's constantly talking about the inner cities of our country, which are a disaster, education-wise.
Everything's a disaster, by the way. Everything is a disaster.
In every way possible. I'm going to help the African Americans. I'm going to help the Latinos, Hispanics. I am going to help the inner cities. She's done a terrible job for the African Americans. She wants their vote, and she does nothing. And then she comes back 4 years later. We saw that firsthand when she was a United States Senator. She campaigned where the
Mr. Trump, I want to get to audience questions and online questions.
So she's allowed to
that's
do that.
But would you mention the four chicks?
You're going to get to respond
fair
right
sounds
now.
Fair.
Sounds fair.
This tape is generating intense interest. In just 48 hours, it's become the single most talked about story of the entire 2016 election on Facebook, with millions and millions of people discussing it on the social network. As we said a moment ago, we do want to bring in questions from voters around the country via social media. And our first stays on this topic. Jeff from Ohio asks on Facebook, Trump says the campaign has changed him. When did that happen? So, Mr. Trump, let me add to that. When you walked off that bus at age 59, were you a different man or did that behavior continue until just recently? And you have 2 minutes
talk,
for
as
this.
I told you, that was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I am a person who has great respect for people, for my family, for the people of this country. And certainly I'm not proud of it. But that was something that happened. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked
them. She's maintaining that resting bitch face. I don't know how she's doing it, but she's doing it. She is a fighter.
Viciously, four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped.
Did that just come out? Is that the James Woods?
It's been out for a while.
I've never seen it before.
She was a public defender, by the way, so it's not like she's like, oh, I want to take this case.
But she's laughing about it.
Yeah, about 12 years later, yeah, in an interview.
But that's pretty strange. I mean, I'm surprised if it's out there that I've never heard it before.
Oh, it's been out there. It's been out there for a good time.
But James Woods is getting a ton of play on it for some reason, and he just brought it up for the first time. And of course, she
Kathy
says it's
Shelton,
all
that young
it's
woman
all Donald just
is
making
here
things
with
up
us tonight. So,
God damn, Trump, come on!
I apologize for those words, but it is things that people say. But what President Clinton did. He was impeached.
That has to cost him some votes, though.
He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women.
Not a fine.
Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And
go ask Hillary. That's I thought of you when she was saying that today.
What about Hillary?
That's your impersonation of her, but she was saying that today.
Oh, she was?
Did you not see the press conference?
I saw part of it.
The press conference was way better than the debate.
Let's watch the press conference.
It was Juanita Broderick, the girl that she,
Can you bring it up online?
What's the was the girl that was raped that was 12? He just mentioned her. She was there. Paula Jones was there, and I think Kathleen Willey was
there. Yeah, I saw him with the four chicks, and they just ran a little clip from it. And
Paula
and
Jones looked great. Do you want,
what
you want
about
me to,
Hillary?
You want me to pull it up?
Whoever gets it faster.
Oh, okay.
It's a race.
He's got a head start.
There, it looks like Jay's got it.
Yeah, he did this. A presidential candidate did this.
Was this thing
90 minutes before the debate?
3 minutes and 27 seconds long?
That's part of it. Yeah, you just play that part.
Well, I want to see whatever's worth seeing. Today's my mom's 96th birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, mama. Saw the people come in to take pictures.
Unfortunately, limited my my ability to prepare.
They start
especially
talk,
this stuff.
They start talking after this. It's just to show that he met with these women.
Mr. Trump, does your star power allow you to touch women without their consent?
So, thank you very much for coming. And these four very courageous women have asked to be here, and it was our honor to help them. And I think they're each going to make just an individual short statement, and then we're going to have a little meeting, and we'll see you at the debate. Okay. Perhaps we'll start with Paula.
Well, I'm here to support Mr. Trump because he's going to make America great again.
God, are you serious?
Vote for him, and I think they should all look at the fact that he's a good person. He's not what other people have been saying he's being, like Hillary. So think about that.
Wow.
Kathy Shelton.
She's wearing a baseball hat.
So I'm also
yeah, looks
support
great.
Trump. At 12 years old, Hillary put me through something that you would never put a 12-year-old through. And she says she's for women and children. And she was asked last year on what happened. And she says she's supposed to defend whether they did it or not. Now she's laughing on tape saying she know they did it.
You went through a lot?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Hi, I'm Winnie the Broderick. And I'm here to support Donald Trump. I tweeted recently, and Mr. Trump retweeted it, that actions speak louder than words. Mr. Trump may have said some bad words, but Bill Clinton raped me, and Hillary Clinton threatened me. I don't think there's any comparison.
Man, I'd love to know if he really raped her.
I'm Kathleen Lilly, and I am here to support Donald Trump. The reason for that is the first day that he announced for president, he said, I love this country, and I want America to be great again. And I cried when he said that, because I think that this
oh my God, what an easy cry.
In the world. I think that we can do anything. I think we can accomplish anything.
Why would she cry?
We can bring peace to this world.
She's got to be the only person that cried.
Can lead us to that point.
Okay, thank you all very much. We appreciate it.
Mr. Trump, you touch women without their consent.
Mr. Trump, he's not doing any sniffing there, Mark.
Yeah, it's weird.
Why don't you go ask Bill Clinton that?
Here you go, Drew.
Go ahead, ask Hillary as well.
Ask Hillary.
They're all laughing at her.
Why are they laughing at her?
I don't know.
Well, they act like they're all serious. They want to pound Trump with questions, but she says, ask Bill Clinton, ask Hillary.
Did they laugh at her?
Did
she want them to, what were they asking that she wanted them to ask Hillary?
Thank you. Okay, thank you all very much. We appreciate it.
Mr. Trump, you touched women without their consent.
Why did you say you touched women without their consent? Why don't you go ask Bill Clinton that? Go ahead, ask Hillary as well.
You should be ashamed of yourself if you want to.
Bring Hillary in here. Let's ask her. And now I know it's not as prestigious as Straw Poll or BuzzFeed, but CNN's poll is out.
And?
Donald Trump exceeded expectations, but Hillary Clinton won the second presidential debate, according to CNN ORC poll of debate watchers. The results showed a clear victory for Clinton, with 57% saying she won as opposed to 34% for Trump.
Wow.
I'm surprised it was that
difference.
I would have thought it was closer to 50-50.
I kind of thought she won because there were just some questions he just checked out on completely.
Well, he,
he does so badly on, you know, for example.
I told you the Syria and the Aleppo answer was.
Well, what about the question
over the map
from the guy who wants to know what how he's going to treat Muslims, or the woman wants to know how he's going to treat Muslims in this country? He didn't even come near the question.
Could he answer? Oh, by the way, with that
question. That's such an easy question, too. I mean, that was a simple one. He just completely flagged it.
When they asked about the ban on Muslims, he said, well, it's evolved. We're not really asking for a ban on Muslims. He goes and explains it. But his website still has the ban on Muslims thing on the website.
He's a little shorthanded.
And that's kind of what I laugh about with his campaign, is how nobody can get on the same page.
Well, he's got, what, 100 people? And I don't know why either. Why does he have
White House in? How is the executive branch going to be run?
Well, I've not for a minute understood why would he employ 1/10 the people she employs. That doesn't make any sense at all.
He's paying for it out of his own pocket. I thought that was pretty funny when he challenged her. He's like, "Why don't you pay for some out of your own pocket?" Which I think that's actually a really good point, Paul.
That is a good point. It's and what he said is true. It's that much less influence.
Yeah, and she should have said, "Okay, I will," but she never would.
No, hell no.
What is $10 million to her?
I don't know how these people have the. What's the word? How can you stand to sit down with these people who are paying $10,000 to eat dinner with you and kiss their ass night after night? I would go insane.
I know, but
begging people for money all the time.
Every politician does it at every level. That's what sucks about it.
It's embarrassing.
They have to spend time.
So they can run shitty commercials about their opponent.
Yep.
That's all they do.
Yep.
What a system.
Yep.
Okay, so one poll. That's... CNN poll. I don't know where CNN falls in with the others, but...
Liberals!
Well, I would think it would fall left. I don't know how far left anymore. And that was something I thought Trump is clearly trying to pound the idea that this thing is rigged against him. I mean, there's a lot of things in his answers and his comments. And I, to be honest, I'm not sure that doesn't play too badly for him. I mean, I don't know how many independents is going to bring over his way. I'm not sure. Who would have changed their mind tonight? Would anyone have really changed their mind?
No one. Nope. You can really do at this time is just blow it, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no one who...
come close to it this weekend.
There's no one for Trump that heard anything out of her mouth.
No.
That's gonna make them want to vote for her.
Everybody is decided by now. It's a matter of getting that base.
Suppose there's 18% undecided. Who are these people? What's wrong with
those
them?
Those people aren't going to vote. If that's 18% of likely voters, they're either people that don't want to say who they're voting for, or they're just not going to vote.
Well, that's interesting, because if they don't want to say who they're voting for, that leads me to believe they're voting for Trump. And I do think there's a... Don't you think there's a number of people, a percentile, that are not acknowledging Trump?
Probably. I don't think it's as big, though, as people think. I think he hit it on the head when you said about 2 to 3%.
Yeah, I think that's... I would say 2 to 3%.
But why? Why? In a poll? In a phone poll?
Get this.
I got polled the other day, by the way.
Did you?
By door-to-door, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, get this.
I'll tell you that.
I bet you we could get some... interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, it's
come back.
Not a big deal.
Hopefully we can get some email on this if anybody else has experienced anything from this. Someone actually said on Facebook that they wanted to, that if anyone was voting for Trump, that this person wanted to know so he could defriend them.
Yeah, that's happened a lot. I've seen that. I've seen that post.
What the fuck is that?
What do you mean?
Over a political battle, you're going to lose friends. You're going
to... People do that all the time. It's stupid.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I know.
That's so dumb. No, I know. It's really been, I think, since about, probably since around Lewinsky times. That's been, in my opinion, a building thing. But it's really reached a peak now, in my opinion. People who literally cannot get along with someone who disagrees with them politically.
Well, I think social media helps that. I mean, people want to be around like-minded individuals.
Yeah, but
so they don't want to go to
a lot of ways to be like-minded, and it's not all about politics.
Of course not. But right now, it's so much about politics.
Well, it's a presidential election, but yeah. I mean, really, how open-minded is someone who can't be friends with someone who wants the other party to win?
It's almost
because that's really what it's about.
It's almost as dumb as people that can't be friends with a fan of another team or something. Does it really, really matter in the end?
I don't know. I don't think people... Do they really... I mean, would someone defriend someone for pulling for another team?
Oh,
this
oh
is
yeah. Cool. If they say enough crap, yeah, I've seen it.
All right. As far as...
By the way, the Jays won.
They did win?
In incredible walk-off fashion.
Oh, no kidding. Home run?
No. You know, it might be on there if you exit out because it was rolling. But Matt Bush. Remember Matt Bush?
Yeah.
He was pitching in relief. Donaldson got a double. Encarnacion then walked. And I think he struck out. Who'd be after Encarnacion? Bautista?
Yeah.
Struck out. And then the next guy hits it to the shortstop. They try to turn two, but it's muffed at first base. And Donaldson came around third and scored right as the ball was coming home.
Wow.
Yeah, bottom of the 10th inning.
Nice base running.
So Toronto is in the ALCS.
Okay. There goes Texas.
Cool. That's great. Yeah, what was the big question mark about Texas? Relief pitching. Although their starters got rocked in games one and two.
Toronto's got good relief pitching, too.
Yeah, well.
Very good. I question their starters, though.
Toronto?
Yeah.
They got six solid starters, although Liriano got hit, and he's off for about a week.
I think it's a much bigger acquisition than probably a lot of people think.
Well, they did it because they had the young 23-year-old, who I believe started tonight, and they were going to shut him down, but he's pitching so well. They're like, how can we shut him down? Their starting pitching is pretty solid.
Oh, they're going to continue to get to pile innings on this guy?
Somebody
finally has the balls to do that?
What was that? Sorry, I thought I saw a Trump impersonator in a TV ad. Did you see that, Jay?
No.
Missed it. And there it is.
Oh, yep.
What the hell is this for?
Oh, my God.
Can we please see this?
And now, highlights from the debate.
I say, shop at Victory Motors for the selection. He says it's all about the deal.
Knock it off.
Victory Motors financed me, and all I had to do was show my tax returns. That makes me smart. All I can say is, you better get to Victory Motors pre-election event, or just like my emails, these deals could disappear.
You two don't seem very presidential.
I'm not presidential. I'm Big Bob.
Come to Big
Bob.
Wow.
E for effort, T for nice try.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, we watched it. It worked. Right?
I think it's okay. Whatever. I generally like people who seize the moment.
Why not? Who cares?
Yeah, post-debate ad.
It's a little ridiculous. It's a lot ridiculous.
Okay.
I forgot to show you the story a few days ago, Drew. Remember the... IRS tax scam calls.
Yeah.
Voicemails. I forgot to show you the story.
India arresting 70.
May not be getting any of those calls here.
So all those calls coming to America, there were people writing these fat checks or going to get these cards, these Visa cards or iTunes cards or whatever.
Well, that too. And they said, if you don't respond, you're going to jail. Remember that?
Police are on their way.
Yep.
Yeah. I've talked to police. They're on the way.
What, the most stunning thing, good. Yeah, 70 arrested in New Delhi.
$150,000 a day they made, right?
Yeah. Well, that was the Mumbai crowd. These are 70 different guys.
Oh, really? Why are they? Delhi. What do they arrest them in 70s?
Interesting. Okay, maybe this is the same group. They're just the Dateline or the storyline's New Delhi.
That's funny.
I thought it was Mumbai. I thought they were two different things. But the thing that blows my mind is that people do this, that they actually go and get the cards and they pay it.
You are stupid.
I mean, that fucks me up to think there are that many people who really think the IRS would call you and demand you go get credit cards, paid cards, right now. Right now!
There's a lot of people that don't read the news or watch the news and obviously, they get a call and they freak out. But
that's beyond freaking out, if you ask me. Now, I did see a college student that responded to one, and she was starting school at, it might have been Michigan now that I think about it.
What? Never!
Yep, sorry. And they said that she couldn't go because she hadn't paid a certain tax, and so she couldn't be admitted to the school without getting this taken care of immediately.
It was wow.
It was like $2,500.
Well, contact the school then.
I know. How could, I mean, honestly, if somebody said, hey, what do you think about calling people up and telling them they owe the IRS money immediately and they're going to be arrested within an hour if they don't go and get you know, a bunch of gift cards from iTunes or whatever?
That would never work.
I'd say, no,
Drew.
Fucking way. Are you kidding? No, waste my time.
I don't want to cold call a bunch of people. It's ridiculous. But it kind of goes with theory. You ask, you know, 100 people something, one's bound to do it.
It sounds like it's more than one out of 100. But, you know, there's the grandparent scam. Called,
yeah.
Grandpa, Grandma, I'm under arrest and I need money right now. And they don't, you know, they don't even know which grandkid it is. They say, oh, my God, my grandchild's in trouble.
Even though they have grandchildren.
Well, that one, it sounds like that one works a lot.
Well, I don't know. I just find it amazing that people don't try calling the place or whatever.
No, it's incredible. I wonder how many calls it takes to get one.
Well, that's
one out
a
of
great,
10, one out of 20.
Oh, it's got to be way more than that, don't you think?
I hope so.
I mean, I know a ton of people that have gotten them, but have never given money.
Yeah, I know
you've quite gotten
a few
them.
Too.
I know Clark's gotten them.
Clark got them.
My father-in-law's gotten them. I've gotten them. Armani's gotten them.
They
Jay,
must call everyone.
Them, right? No, you've never gotten one. I've had Matt's gotten one. So that's at least 7 people right there I know that have gotten them.
Well, what are they making? A buck an hour? They call 10,000 people to get one person?
You get $150,000 a day. Because you get that one person, you cash in, man.
Trump's leading the straw poll is increasing.
Okay, what now? Which one?
85 to 15.
The straw poll.
Yes. Yeah. Is CBS or NBC or ABC? I can't. Come on. Let's go.
He's just going to say he won them all anyway.
Move with your polls. CNN, the only one available so far.
Yeah.
But I would imagine it's going to be a pretty massive defeat if CNN says 54 or 57 to 34.
Clinton spokesman to Trump, go fuck yourself.
What?
Foreign policy spokesman for Hillary Clinton's presidential candidate had tough words for Donald Trump during Sunday's presidential debate. Go fuck yourself, Jesse Lurk wrote on Twitter during the contentious debate.
Oh, he tweeted that?
Hey, real Donald Trump, regarding your
claim. What about the children?
What do you think it was about? Foreign policy spokesman, what do you think it was about? This is really interesting because this is if you're kind of pro Trump, you're going to be appalled at it, and if you're anti Trump, you can kind of see, yeah, I can see why somebody would say that.
I don't know, I have no idea.
Regarding your claim,
refugees.
Regarding your claim that Captain Khan would be alive if you were president.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
but what about the children? Children go on Twitter.
Captain Khan was a child. Children should not be on Twitter.
Children can be on Twitter.
They shouldn't be.
What if they're looking at their parents' phone? And you said, go fuck yourself. What about the children?
Do they not have an age limit on Twitter?
I don't know.
Facebook does, don't they? Don't you have to verify? Maybe it's just Instagram. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares?
No clue. I'm still worried about the children, though. For him to say, use the F word in a tweet, I think that's very disconcerting to the children.
Other funny things from the debate. You saw the fly that landed on Hillary's face, right?
Yes.
Okay. 13 for what?
Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook and Twitter. See? I knew there was a...
Well, 13, so you got...
MySpace. No one's on my... You have to be 13 in 1998. What about Friendster, Jay? How old do you have to be on Friendster? There's a joke for like 5 people. I'm just trying to think of other things from the debate, like silly things that actually made us laugh. I guess Trump humping the chair. I don't know if you saw that when he was standing there, humping the chair.
He was humping the chair.
I took a picture of it. Hillary's in the foreground. And he's like leaning on the chair because he's so low energy, or he was in the beginning.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that was weird. That was pretty, he was.
I don't know if you can see his O face. Doesn't look like he's got his like he's just drilling that chair.
I don't think he's really humping the chair. But
oh, really? I don't know. Of course, he's not really humping the chair.
I thought really, you know. The best things he did all night were his little one-liners, which really had nothing to do with content, but they were just smart-ass remarks. But they made me laugh, which makes me pay attention, which I swear, once Hillary Clinton starts talking, I just go bye-bye. I just start spacing out.
See,
I just can't follow her.
But you can follow Trump when he's talking about
taxes
and...
No, with him, I just want him to be done. With her, I just lose track of where I am and who I am. I don't even know who I am when she's talking.
I think that's a very fair assessment. But he is just all, he makes no sense when he says stuff.
Well, it depends on what he's talking about. There's some things where he just, the most distressing thing for Trump, the reason why, if he lost the debate by a lot, I would say the reason he lost by a lot is because he just didn't answer the questions. And And like I said earlier, some of them were not that hard.
Well, Drew, maybe he really doesn't know.
Well, I think he was busy going back to the same well. He wanted to talk about defeating ISIS and
yeah, he's got his list of things
and her lies and
she lies her emails, but she had the chance to do stuff over the years. I'm going to beat ISIS. The media hates me, and I'm going to make America great again. So when you ask specific questions, you have those generalities. It's kinda...
But is it really that hard to talk about how to avoid Muslim people being picked on after the election? That's a 30-second answer. He never really responded to that. And
the part about Aleppo and Assad and how he disagrees with Pence on Assad and and saying how you just send a secret army in there and deal with it. Martha Raddatz seemed really appalled that because she's like, well, what is your plan? And that's kind of what drives me nuts about it, Drew. I don't think he has a plan of any sort.
Not going to give his plan to the enemy.
Yeah. Well, he knows more than the generals, right?
Yeah. So why would he tell people? Because then they'll know what he's going to do.
Whatever. The fun stuff, though, like you said. The one-liner we played was, that seems fair.
Yeah, there were a few more of those.
Well, the big one is the one, and the one everybody's going to hear is when Hillary's like, it's a good thing nobody like Trump is in charge of the legal system in this country. Because you go to jail.
I mean, that was a great line. That was a fantastic line.
Funny line. That was pretty.
And he's going to hire a special prosecutor. So, in other words, if he's president, she's going to jail for a long time.
I thought the exchange too, where Hillary's demanding Trump, which we talked about this after the first debate, demanding he apologizes to Barack over the birther issue.
Oh,
and then he just comes back with, no, you owe him an apology, Sidney Blumenthal. Just throwing that out again. It's like, this is really what we're arguing about. This is insane.
By the way, I'm really tired of the whole birther thing, the racist birther thing. Why is it racist? It doesn't matter if the president is white, black, or anything. If you don't think he was born in this country and you raise a stink over it, it may be the dumbest thing ever, but it doesn't mean it's racist.
I think it's totally racist. I think it's only because he was born in Kenya.
Why did she show him? Kenyan. Why did she show him in Muslim garb then when she was running against him? Isn't that racist?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's more
racist, more than religion, questioning based. Where someone was born.
It's more religion based. If he was born, if there was a question about him being born in Germany or Britain, do you think it would be as contentious as it was? No, it's only
possibly not.
Only because
but
his dad's
question
from Kenya.
But a large percentage of the public question this, not just Donald Trump. He wasn't the only one, and I think he was stupid to pursue it.
If he's
president, he's president, and it's too late to fix it anyway. But
I don't think many. I think many
it doesn't mean it's racist.
He put out the short form in 2008. Nobody really questioned it until Trump brought it up again in 2011, and now people believe it again, which is insane. So then he had to put out the long form in 2011, and people still believe it. It just goes to show people are going to believe whatever they want to believe.
He could have just put out the long form a long time ago, and it would have at least shut it down to some degree.
Sure.
But I don't see why questioning where someone is born is racist. That doesn't mean anything to me. If you don't believe someone is born in the United States, you don't believe they're born here. It doesn't matter what their race is. I mean, you can say it's racist. She says it every time. That's not the only thing.
I think it's pretty racist.
Why?
Because I think it's only because his father's from Kenya.
Because
when you look at where it really started from, it started from some pretty alt-right sites. Did she capitalize on it in the 2008 election? Absolutely.
But if people don't believe it, they're Democrats that don't believe he was born in the United States.
Yeah.
Are they racists?
Maybe.
I just think it's a leap. It's an unfair
leap to make.
So
you really think if his father was born in Germany, that would be as big of a deal? Two years into his presidency, it'd be that big of a deal?
I think the whole thing was stupid, but I don't think it matters where you think he was born or where you don't think he was born. If you think he was not born in this country, okay, it doesn't mean you're a racist.
I disagree.
And I think the
birther movement that Trump propelled forward in 2011 was pretty racist.
There may be people who are in it because they're a racist, but that doesn't mean that anyone who thinks that questions where he's born is a racist.
No, not everybody. But I think that's where it was birthed out of. I think that's where that movement was developed from.
Well, just because it comes from alt-right sites doesn't mean it's racist either.
OK,
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people who have nothing to do with alt-right sites. I got to tell you, honest to God, when that thing was going on, I was like, what is this? I mean, it got so big, I think a lot of people started to question it just because you heard about it all the time. People are like that. If they read something enough, they go, oh, I wonder if there's something to this. It doesn't mean they're a racist. And it doesn't mean he's a racist for questioning it, but you can think he's a racist for that. I mean, I think there's plenty better things to call him a racist for.
Well, what, like his lending practices or his rental practices in the 70s?
That's his father, Fred Trump, 1973. He was only 26 years old or whatever. By the way, I thought it was interesting that, you know, we're talking about this taxes thing on Friday because the Clintons wouldn't release their taxes in the late 1981 when he ran for governor. I think that's perfectly plausible. Charlie disagreed with me because it was so old, but they keep this 1973 thing. You've brought it up 20 times and she's brought it up a bunch of times too, that somebody accused them of not running to black people.
Well, the federal government.
And
it a settlement.
Well, he never admitted any wrongdoing, or the Trump organization never admitted any wrongdoing, but he was not the head of the organization at that time. So I don't know if it's fair necessarily say it's his fault or it's his father's fault.
She was Bill's wife then, so it's not her fault.
Well, it's different, though. She attacked people on the bimbo eruption list. She went after people.
Oh, you're talking about that. I thought you were talking about his tax return in 79 and 80.
Oh, well, no, that was her. That was the
cattle.
The futures, the cattle futures, and the reason they released him in 92 was because he was running for president and the statute of limitations had run out, allegedly.
Well, then he should attack her on that and release his tax returns and challenge her.
I don't know why he doesn't attack her on it. I don't know why he doesn't attack her on it anyway.
Because he won't release any of his.
But the fact that she is making such hay over it and she didn't release her taxes when it was in the statute of limitations says that she did do something wrong. He's not even, what's he done wrong? We don't even know that he's done anything wrong.
We don't know because we haven't seen him.
But
that doesn't cause you pause to wonder why he hasn't released him?
Absolutely. No, I think he should release his taxes. And, you know, I don't know what this audit has to do with anything. But I think the reason he didn't release his taxes is because he doesn't pay much in the way of taxes. And he knew unholy hell over it.
Well, now that's out there and the $916 million loss is out there. So release him. Because I think there's other stuff in there he doesn't want to show.
Well, we'll see.
Particularly that he gets loans from people in Russia. That there's a stronger connection to Russia than he ever wants to admit. By the way, he walked right into that trap tonight when she said it for him about Putin and Russia. His denials about Putin only makes him seem cozier with Russia. It's weird.
Do you think he knows Putin?
Oh, I think he's met him, but I think he knows. Well, he was sitting next to the guy that bought the pageant for Russia. It's like one of Putin's main guys, one of the main investors. I think it's naive to think that Putin doesn't know the oligarchs in Russia, and I think that's where he gets some investment money from. I think he's about one or two steps away from Putin.
I think that would bother him a lot less than people saying either that he didn't pay taxes or that he's not as wealthy as he's believed to be or he says he is. I think that would bother him twice as much.
That's fine, but people are not very – I would think that base would not be very fond of connections with Russia. I don't think people in this country look very fondly upon Russia.
Well, I'm just saying –
especially how he's attacked.
If I had to guess why he doesn't want to release his taxes, that's not the first thing I would guess, although it certainly is plausible. I mean, anything's possible. I don't know. I've never seen his taxes. But I just am shocked that it's in this Edward Klein book I just started reading about the cattle futures and just what a no big deal that thing has become. When they refused to release their taxes in the gubernatorial in 1980, which she's raising hell about now, and then only to release them in 92 when the statute of limitations was up, which Dick Morris, who's not a fan of the Clintons, by the way, declares unequivocally that it's because of the statute of limitations and that Bill Clinton wanted to release their 1980 taxes because, or no, their 78 taxes because it was prior to that without releasing, I think it was 79 and 80, or I might have it reversed. And, they decided that would just look ridiculous to release one out of 3 years. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's certainly substantive. I mean, what the fuck? How did that happen? I mean, we all know that's nobody who is an inexperienced trader trades $1,000 in cattle futures to make $100,000. That's just crazy. But the fact that she wouldn't release her tax returns to me is even more significant. The fact that she's barking up this tree about him releasing his tax returns, but he should release his tax returns anyway. It will be interesting. What's what do we got, Jay?
There's just a scattering of other surveys that are out here.
Oh, awesome.
And most of them, of course, are favoring Trump here.
He won them all.
But off of...
Still no NBC, ABC, CBS?
Nothing that's real solid yet here. But
those are polls about the election. Yeah. That's kind of interesting. Go ahead.
If you look at this here, this is off of Channel 4.
Oh, Channel 4, 83-17. Trump trounces Hillary Clinton.
No way.
But what's interesting, too, on Channel 4 is they've got a breakdown by age and gender, you know, and country and whatnot here. So if you look
How did he whip her ass?
Well, if you look at age,
it's such a red area.
They've got an age bracket of 0 to 12 years old, and there's 25 votes.
Why would they even? Come on. All right, we'll fix the poll. We'll take out their 0 to 18.
There's 107 votes for 13 to 17-year-olds.
Ken Bone, save us.
Give the proper percentages, which are Trump 81, Hillary 19.
Let me see if there's all the Trump versus Hillary.
There's a post online from 20 minutes ago. The winner of the presidential debate was Ken Bone. Ken Bone rules. Oh, my gosh. They have so many pictures of him, too, chilling out.
Oh, he's going to be quite a meme, isn't he?
Ken Bone, Kenny Bones. All right. There's video of him leaving the stage. And he's taking a picture.
Ken Bone?
Yes. Somebody has a vine of Ken Bone getting up out of his seat and taking a picture where the moderators were. Bone! My man Bone. We got to find
K-Bone.
We got to find Ken Bone. You know he'll talk, right?
I would think so. It's getting so fucking hard to find people. And my...
Oh, my God, there's a Mediaite. Who is Kenneth Bone from debate? The internet will be all over it.
Kenneth Bone.
A parody account has already racked up 2,000 followers. I am Kenneth Bone. Welcome to the Bone Zone at Kenneth Bone 16. I will follow that. All
Here's
right.
why the internet thinks audience member Kenneth Bone won the debate. Who is Kenneth Bone from debate video?
Here's another
true hero.
Tonight, A Star Is Born world. Meet Kenneth Bone. Ken Bone, meet the world. This Kodak moment brought to you by Kenneth Bone.
I think this guy is potentially the most exciting surprise internet star since the guy after to giving out the award for the MVP.
Technology and stuff. Rick Wilde.
Rick Wilde.
Trump friends. I don't know if you saw this, but Trump went to hug Tiffany and she kind of blew him off. At the end of the debate. Oh, it's just kind of a weird moment.
Ugly. So
this person posted a video and said, Trump friend-zoned by his own daughter. That would never happen to Kenneth Bone. Bill Clinton making plans with Kenneth Bone. I want to party with you, K-Bone. He's pointing at Kenneth Bone.
Have you noticed the sweater Ken Bone is wearing, by the way?
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at when we first started. I was dying to see Ken Bone.
Is that a button-down sweater?
It's like a long-sleeve cardigan sweater. I thought size XXX from the Chris Christie collection.
I thought it was like a V-neck. I thought it was a V-neck, but it's clearly a button-down.
Would you describe that as a cardigan, Jay? Would you describe that as a cardigan?
I think it's a cardigan.
Yeah. And does he have a turtleneck on? He met Ken Bone.
No, underneath
he's got a... of Clinton meeting Ken Bone.
He's got a button-down. Oh, Bill Clinton met him?
Yeah, look at this vine. Hey, Ken and Bone. Man, I wish I had a name like yours. Look at him shake his hand.
Man, the Bone Man is all over the place.
He is rock bone. Oh, that's funny. Kenneth Bone looks like the human version of a hug. That's a really good line.
There's already cartoons with him. I mean, there's just a ton of Ken Bone stuff.
Is Ken Bone single? Oh, my God. Bone is blowing up.
Bone? I don't think Bone's single. I think he's way too cool to be single. I bet he's very happily married. We should kick around the football, I suppose.
Sure. Do you want a break? Do you want to do it now? I don't care either way.
Why don't we just go ahead and roll through? It's not what we intend to do, but whatever. If we break, we'll just be here longer, and Jay needs to have a life somehow.
Jay, what about me?
We're not worried about your life.
I've never had a life.
What about Jay's life?
So my fantasy team won. I know you're worried.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. Who played well for you?
Good for you. You don't care?
No, I'm just wondering.
I thought I was going to fall into a trap. Roethlisberger had a big game today, four touchdowns.
He's huge to have.
My big start was Martellus Bennett with Brady coming back.
Oh,
Brady
oh,
hit him God. For three touchdowns, which is interesting because I was going up against Gronk, and Gronk had more yards, but Bennett had all the
Gronk
TDs.
Had no touchdowns and played
109 yards, but Bennett got the three touchdown catches.
Still, that's almost shocking that Gronk would not have at least a touchdown.
And then, just like every year, I have Larry Fitzgerald, Gerald Fitzlarry on my team.
Why do you want him?
Oh, God, he had a great year last year. He's been a keeper for years.
He's turned into kind of a 10 yards a catch guy, though, hasn't he?
Well, they put him in the slot. He had a great year last year. He's been
well.
Really,
but that was after a couple down years, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then Arians moved him into the slot. That's where he took off. So yeah. So congratulations to me.
Well, the Lions today. I'm not going to call them lucky because the defense made a big play, made two big plays at the end of that game, but.
Both
here you have
the same guy, Darius Slay.
Once again, the tale of two halves. The first half, Stafford cannot be stopped. They roll down the field. They score with relative ease. The second half, they had 16 yards before the fumble with 2 minutes left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
they're terrible.
What in the hell is going on? This is exactly, it's like the Green Bay game last year. They lead 20-0 at the half, and they lose on that long, the Hail Mary. They did nothing in the second half of that game. They've done that. That's kind of a. It's isn't that really the common story with this offense? It plays one half a game.
And I thought a lot.
What is that?
I thought a lot of the problem today was the line was really good in the beginning, and then at the end, just they couldn't stop the rush. Now it doesn't help when Stafford's getting rushed at the end of the first half and just drops the ball. Was that the first half or
second
was
half.
The second half?
Yeah, that was actually during the comeback.
I think
it was a big play.
I think a big play that I don't know how many people are going to be talking about it. The drive before the end of the half when, you know, Philadelphia kept having penalty after penalty after penalty.
Oh, my God.
That weird play where they reviewed it and there was a flag. So it's like, well, until we get the flag, but then it turns out they picked up the flag. So then they had the offensive pass interference after that. It's 3rd and 36 from their own 47. They only rushed three guys, getting the ball down to the 32-yard line so they could kick that field goal. And we knew they were getting the ball.
Right.
That was a big play, though.
You mean for them to get in field goal position?
Yeah
sure.
And 3rd and 36?
Yeah. You know, I think it's so typical, though, for a defense to just go into kind of prevent mode, like, oh, let's just not let them get 36 yards. But they should have been.
That's why you don't, though.
I don't know why you don't just blitz them and try and push them back further or
this team
just do something to make a big play so they can't get in field goal range. Because, you know, if they get really 12, 13, 14, 15 yards, they're going to kick a field goal.
I can tell you, I don't remember an NFL team rushing only three guys as often as they do. They never blitz. Do you remember a time today when they blitzed?
No.
Now, thankfully, I still think they have really good defensive backs. As proof today, not only did Slay have the interception, he had the fumble, he had a great pass breakup on a third down. I think Lawson had the pass breakup in the end zone. Do you remember that play where he reached around Green
nice
Beckham?
So, gotta love a reach around.
Especially jack-off reach around. So I think their defensive backs are good, but they're playing with fire if they don't ever get pressure on the quarterback.
And that's supposed to be one of their strengths. Of course, they got a guy out that hurts, guys out.
Ziggy.
And hurts.
So I don't know. I part of me feels like Philadelphia handed this game to them.
Absolutely they did. No, they should be 1-4.
With penalties.
Yeah, well, not only that, they handed them the game with a fumble. All they needed was a first down. The game was over.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions had used their final timeout, hadn't they?
Yeah, Matthew's a notorious fumbler. Actually, you know what? I think they had one left, Drew. They might have had one timeout left, but it would have been over if they got a first down.
It would have been over. And here you have Stafford again playing one half of football. How many times have we seen where they do nothing in the first half or the first three quarters? Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, that flurry of offense in the fourth quarter, he'll pass for 200 yards in the quarter. And bail them out, or almost bail them out.
Yep.
In this case, as we've seen frequently, he has a bodacious first half, and then the offense goes to sleep in the second half.
Well, and I've used the example of San Diego last year, and I think it was Tennessee this year was kind of the same way, where the offense doesn't necessarily have to score, but they have to move the ball a little bit for field possession, keep that defense off the field.
Get some clock off.
Yeah, so
at least put up a couple field goals or something.
The Eagles scored right in the beginning of the second half to make it
21-17. Yep.
And what happens, that's when the Hubs dropped the ball, which I thought he actually got knocked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he just flat out dropped that ball.
Yep.
Right after Bolden had the most ridiculous unsportsmanlike penalty. How does a wide receiver get an unsportsmanlike penalty 30 yards down the field?
I don't know. There were some funky calls, as there have been all season, I think.
Oh, but, with unsportsmanlike, yeah, taunting.
I just hate that. It's just so stupid that that plays a role in winning or losing as often as it ends up doing. But
so then the Eagles get stopped. That's when Nevin Lawson had that breakup, so they still kick the field goal. It's 21-20. So please, Lions, second drive of the half, move the ball. Do something. Just get the ball out of your zone.
No, they didn't.
What did they do? Three and out.
Not to mention, when they do get the ball via Slay's fumble, caused fumble, they don't score a touchdown. They just make one big play and they kick a field goal, and they have a one-point lead. And I thought for sure Philadelphia would go down the field and kick a field goal, as teams often do in the last minute. I mean, and I thought that basically it was Philly's game at that point.
Why
he was throwing the ball all the way downfield makes no sense to me.
Rookie. Honestly,
I've seen Stafford do the same thing, but
yeah. And he had some other rookie errors with the two delay of games on big third downs. But you're right. I thought when they kicked that field goal, I'm like, oh, there's what, a minute 30 here?
Yeah, there's plenty of time.
March down and kick a field goal.
It looked to me like once they got within the 10-yard line, they said, let's just get the field goal and win this game.
They didn't really
try to score, did they? They ran twice in the middle.
Well, the third play, I think they did. And actually, people can be mad at Matthew Stafford for taking a sack there. But that was actually the smart thing to do. You'd much rather be sacked there than thrown an incomplete pass.
Yeah, keep the clock rolling. Yeah, although they had enough time.
You're going to make that field goal,
or throw it. Ill-advised pass. But you know, here's the second time. You know, 3 weeks ago it was Mariota who, in the second half, outplayed Matt Stafford in his 14th NFL start to lead Tennessee to victory over the Lions. Today, a rookie in his fourth start outplayed Matt Stafford in the second half and did enough to win the game. Should have won the game by rights.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
That does not happen to Tom Brady. That does not happen you just fill in the blank.
I don't remember Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, I don't even remember Peyton Manning or Russell Wilson just dropping the ball either.
No, and
that's Sanchez butt fumble type stuff, right?
Yeah. As far as giving a game away that you're leading 21-10 at the half to a rookie in his fourth game, you can add to the list quarterbacks like Ryan with Atlanta. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys who in a game like that are just not going to give the game away. I'm not blaming entirely Stafford, but the Lions gave that game away to a guy in his fourth start. Now they're 3-0. They're playing well. And he's playing well, too. I mean, give the rookie credit. But still, you just expect a veteran on a team playing that well. We're looking at BYU highlights there.
I was laughing at the Spartan girl crying in the stands. Every time they lose a game, is there a fan crying in the stands?
Why does anyone cry over a college football game?
I don't know. I get pissed.
If you have a lot of money on it, maybe I could see it, but I'm just stunned.
Because those kids tried so hard.
Oh, please.
Do you think the offense was addition by subtraction having Eric Ebron out?
You mean from a blocking standpoint?
I was going to say I'm only half joking, but you know, so they put Corey Robinson in the tackle to play tight end just to block.
Yeah.
Why not telegraph the play since he's a superior blocker over Ebron? He's a much better blocker, right?
Yeah.
So why not just say, hey, we're going to run the ball here and have somebody who can actually block?
Well, if you've got the strength to blow people off the ball. Yeah, you could do it. You can let people know what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're doing the job. Sometimes.
Now, you ready for some positivity?
Sure.
He went for it on fourth down two times when he absolutely should have.
I was completely shocked at the 49-yard line when he did it.
Uh-huh.
And the second time was...
The 49-yard line when it was fourth and one. Is that when
he snuck it?
The
running back went up the middle for 5 yards.
Theo,
yeah,
right?
Theo,
yeah, it was all that play was all Theo too, but the other one was in the second quarter and it ended up not. I don't think it mattered. No, you know what? They scored a touchdown on that drive.
Yeah, they did
the third drive. Yeah, so that was huge for them to go for it
both times.
Their own 47, fourth and one in the second quarter. That is a smart decision there.
Dumb play
for Stafford to sneak it.
Is that a change in philosophy in this management?
I don't know.
Staff?
I was really surprised, but that
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean that was the smart thing to do.
Oh, definitely.
We were helped out later when that guy tried to rip Stafford's head off.
Oh yeah, God, Philadelphia played stupid. they were like the Lions.
I know.
They were so like the Lions.
Yeah, the other one was 4th-and-1 on the Eagles 43. I mean, that's an even bigger no-brainer, right?
Absolutely. You have to go for that. I don't know why they would ever even think about it. If they ever called a timeout in that situation, I would say, oh, my God, what a waste of a timeout.
Yeah. So, hey, man, what, 2-3?
Woo!
Two more games at home. Very winnable. A Washington one again.
I was inclined to almost feel like, you know, they might as well lose this game and be 1-4 and just get on with getting a new coach.
Stop it. Don't say that. I hate when people say that.
But they're going to go 7-9 anyway. I mean, what if they go 8-8 and all of a sudden they have to make a decision? Well, he did a good job. They rallied in the second half of the season. And at this point, I almost feel like they might as well go 5-11, 4-10, and just get a high draft pick and get the new coach.
Wait, so your worry is if they go 8-8, they're going to keep him?
I don't know.
If they go 8-8, he's gone.
I would imagine. But what if they have some miraculous rally and they finish, I don't know, 9-7 and they just miss the playoffs? Well, the last six games.
That's tough. I think you should still get rid of him then. But how do you not want that? How do you not want being in the mix as a fan?
If they make the playoffs, Mark, we're stuck with this coaching staff.
Okay, but we're in the playoffs.
We're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs. You think we're going to go far in the playoffs?
No, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. But if somehow, by miracle of all miracles, they make the playoffs, how is that a bad? I'd rather that happen than rooting for them to lose just so Caldwell gets.
Then you're stuck with Caldwell for another year, at least.
Maybe
if they make the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs and get beat in the first round, I wouldn't be surprised if Quinn still got rid of him, depending on what happens.
I don't think he can do that. I don't think he would do that.
But since when is making
player revolt?
Since when is making the playoffs a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing, but do you really think this organization is going somewhere with this coach?
No, not at all.
Why not move on?
But I'm not going to root for them to lose.
Well, I wasn't really rooting for them to lose, but I just was saying if they won the game, they should not have won. Philadelphia gave them the game.
It's the NFL.
So they're 2-3, and they should be 1-4, and they don't impress me at all. Their second half effort on offense was ridiculous. It was pathetic.
Yeah,
I saw nothing in that game that made me feel good. Although I guess they beat a decent team, they stayed close with a decent team. They should have lost.
I thought the defensive backs were really good. The defense still worries the hell out of me. Not impressed with Terrell Austin. The line was just meh.
When is Levy coming back? Levy coming back?
Yeah. When he wants to.
What's going on with him? I mean, I know we're not allowed to know anymore, but...
I heard that he's done after this year. He's doing one of the Calvin things, kind of a swan song, because he just signed that big...
So is he going to play at all before he...
When he's healthy,
hangs
but,
it up?
But if that's the case, are you really going to rush yourself back?
No, and I read where he said that football isn't everything, so...
No, he's a different guy, and who can blame him?
Doesn't want to get
him?
Concussed or something and destroy the quality of life. I don't know. I don't blame him at all, but...
He did sign that big contract. It'd be nice if you could play.
When is Ansa coming back?
Yeah, I don't know.
They could sure use him. I mean, they might actually, you know, I might feel a lot different about it if they had their injured players, their critical, important injured players back. But moving on to the Spartans, they've lost 3 games in a row for the first time since 2009. And honestly, I don't see a lot of hope for them. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule going, I don't know how many games they're going to win this year.
I see them being 5-6 going into Penn State for the last game and winning. I just don't think Penn State's that good, so I see 6-6.
Who are the other losses to?
7-5. I don't know. I went through the schedule today. Michigan and Ohio State, I think, should beat them. I think
any fear of losing that game?
I think the – do I? Yeah, of course. Michigan.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's always different when it's a rivalry. That can mean so much to both sides.
I cannot imagine Michigan losing to Michigan State this year. I cannot even fathom it.
Okay. I don't think it's going to happen, but I could see it happening. It's just like, remember the 40-
How does it happen? I mean, first of all, their defense is playing terrible. They miss tackles. They miss assignments.
Well, their offensive line is garbage, too.
Their defense is just not there. It's not even close.
No, but we don't know who's going to be quarterback either. We don't know if Terry's going to take over. And
is either one of those quarterbacks going to take them anywhere?
Well, you don't know.
I don't think so.
It certainly doesn't seem like O'Connor's going to. Look, I don't think they're going to, but I wouldn't. I think it's going to be a better game. How many times have we seen a shitty Michigan team go up against an Ohio State team and give them a challenge?
Yeah, just don't see it this year. After last year, too, there's going to be Harbaugh will have that team so fired up for that game. I don't even think he has to have them fired up. They're going to be fired up on their own.
You know what I wanted to ask you is how much of the Michigan game did you watch?
I watched a lot of it, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't stop watching it.
What was the final score?
78
to nothing. Who had the last three touchdowns?
The white fullback. Ty Isaac had.
Oh, the fullback that came from Harvard?
Oh, you know what? I don't know.
For number 41?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Did he get in? That's what I was interested in.
Yeah, boy.
He's like my Don Kelly of Michigan this year.
Really? It's not the number 15, what's his name, Garrett Morey?
Well, I like him, too.
the guy who made the two-point conversion?
I really like the guy. Yeah. I really like the guy.
Bobby Henderson.
Is that 41?
No.
41's the guy that went to Harvard and you know, gave up on football because he had cancer, and it's in remission now, and he worked his ass off when he was on Wall Street to get back into football shape so he could get his graduate degree and play at Michigan, which I thought was really cool. It's just a great story.
Isaac had the last touchdown. It was a 34-yard run, and you can really see.
Oh, I saw that.
You can really see a team that quit on that play.
Yeah. I tell you,
Higdon had a 44-yard run. That was the other touchdown.
I like Isaac. I'm starting to believe in that guy because I thought this guy's really a bust from USC, and he's not better than this. But I think that guy's got wheels for a guy his size. He can run.
Yeah. You know, I almost feel like they're still trying to figure out what their best action is in the backfield.
I know.
It's Higdon.
But you know what?
It's Isaac. Is it still Davion Smith?
I got to tell you.
He's battling injuries.
From the great Va-Tech days, and it looks like they may be back to some degree.
Oh,
I don't know
back.
How good they are.
I think they're absolutely back.
Their defense is really good. And they now have an offense, which is so weird to see them with an explosive offense for a change. And they played in rain, but they beat 17 Tar Heels, kicked their ass after kicking East Carolina's ass and kicking Boston College's ass. So they're playing kind of crazy right now. But when they were good, I mean really good, they haven't been under 500 in 23 years or something, but when they were really good and going to big bowls and all that, they always had a stable of running backs. And I always wanted to see the one guy, you know, oh, God, I love Ryan Williams, give him 30 carries. But I swear, it was so effective. Those guys were so fresh all the time. And I get the feeling that Michigan's backs are the same way. It looks like whoever's in there is fresh as hell.
Well, not to mention, you're going to roll out Jabril Peppers every once in a while, too.
I know. No shit. Wow. I was so... That punt return, I'm so pissed at that asshole blocking in the back.
Yeah.
Can they make blocking in the back legal? It's so impossible not to block in the back. Just make it legal. People love to do it so much. Why are you stopping them? I mean, they're going to do it anyway.
I know. That was like the best highlight of the game, and yet it didn't count.
And, God, this guy's had so much trouble getting that first touchdown. Now, boom, here he's with the second one right away, and it's called back. God, I would be so pissed. But he had a 63-yard run, and he had the two touchdowns.
It's funny. I wanted to text you, or I did text you, and I said I just want him to throw a touchdown. And he almost did. They had a throw option on there, and, of course, the guy was in his face, so he had to juke him out and score that touchdown.
That was really sweet,
What a
though.
Shame. I've never seen such a lopsided game, though.
I'm waiting for that game when, and who knows, maybe it'll be the Michigan State game, when Harbaugh lets him carry the ball 12 or 13 times. This is going to be so cool.
I don't know. I do like the way they're doing it, though. I like the way that they're running the Wildcat with
Yeah, them. I do. Except, you know, it is different when you have to respect the play-action pass, or you got to respect the, you know, you have to respect that there's a possibility of a pass.
He already showed he has no problem with him putting the ball in the air. He was going to do it.
Yeah, he
Saturday.
Was. No, I mean, he certainly has a fair chance to gain some yardage in the Wildcat, but I'd like to see him in the conventional offense, too. I just want to see him more. The guy is so fast, and he's elusive, and he can break tackles. And I mean, there's a part of me that says, why isn't this guy playing offense?
Yeah.
I mean, what makes a guy who's that athletic, what gravitates him towards defensive back?
Because he's so good on defense, too.
I know. You're right. He is so good on defense.
That blitz he had, I think, on a 3rd-and-11 where he got to the quarterback.
How many tackles for loss does he have this year?
You know what? I don't know what he had
quite a
Saturday,
few for a DB,
I think
doesn't
he? Had like 6.5, didn't he? At one point, they had more tackles for loss against Rutgers, and Rutgers had yards.
Oh, my God.
Of course, though, they had negative yards into the third quarter.
Wow.
That was just laughable.
I know. I'm starting to feel pissed that they have to play this stupid team every year. Rutgers is terrible.
Yep. Well, they think we're a rival, so have fun with that, Rutgers. There's a lot of bad blood. You know, it's 2 years in a row he went for two on the fourth score, right?
What, no, I didn't know he did it last year.
Oh, yeah. I pissed a lot of people off.
Why all this bad blood with Rutgers? Who cares?
They started it.
But they're terrible.
So? They started it. Harbaugh's going to finish it.
What happened to they go low, we go high?
It's football. It's football, man.
But you can still go. You can.
There were so many.
You can brush it off in football. Maybe not with Ohio State, but with Rutgers?
There were a lot of Rutgers people predicting that this was going to be Chris Ash's first signature win, and I think that kind of pissed Harbaugh off.
Oh, please.
Plus, it's the whole issue of, you know, Ohio State scoring 58 on them.
So they have to outscore Ohio State?
Oh, absolutely. Everything's a competition with Harbaugh. This is America.
Well, they showed them 70.
Are you mad? You think they shouldn't run up the score? You think that? Did you think they?
Well, I don't think you should. I think you should try not do your best not to. I don't think you had much choice in that game.
The third string quarterback was in with 20. They threw the ball three times in the second half. Shane Morris played the last 24 minutes. I mean, I don't know what else they could have done.
Well, they could have put in my man from Harvard. They might have slowed the scoring down a little bit.
Okay. They put like third the sixth stringers string. In. I don't know if your man from Harvard would have traveled, to tell you the truth, because the traveling team's not as big.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. So I'm looking for somebody who wasn't even on the sideline.
Possibly.
Oh, well. Well, anyway, so this week, I'm trying to think, what else happened in college football that was significant?
Well, Notre Dame. Tennessee game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow,
God,
that was
a
great
game.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Tennessee and A&M.
With the BB play?
Yeah, knocking the ball out at the goal line.
Oh, my God.
Best part of that was watching the A&M cadets or whatever they are in the end zone celebrating, not realizing what had really happened there. They thought, I think he just, like, chucked the ball into the end zone, not that it was knocked out.
It did look weird.
Because they're all happy and the running back's dejected. They ended up winning, so.
Yay. Yeah, well, they were very fortunate.
Oh, the funny thing is, okay, so Michigan scored 78, and Brady Hoke's defense gave up 70 points.
Oh! What'd they lose by?
Was it 70 to 24, I think?
Holy shit.
The average that he's given up in Oregon are just ridiculous. There's people calling for his head already to fire. Because he went out there, 70 to 21. He went out there and is running his Brady Hoke defense, which, whatever that is, because he's never been a coordinator. So I don't know, once again, why you ever
hired him.
It's
interesting that he even got the job.
Well, he's a good recruiter, period.
Yeah, so. But he's running your defense.
Oh, I know. So make him the defensive line coach.
Why can't guys like him just be a recruiter and not even go on the field?
Like Ed Ogeron, yeah. So the first game, his defense gave up, 28 points to UC Davis.
Yeah.
Which is what, FBS or FCS, the Division I AA?
Mm-hmm.
The next week, they gave it 26 to Virginia. So I guess he's feeling pretty good, 27-point average in the first couple of games. Then the four losses, they gave up 35 to Nebraska, 41 to Colorado, 51 to Washington State,
Woo.
And 70 to Washington.
Oh, Washington. God, somebody beat – did Boston College beat Washington? Somebody beat Washington.
Washington's
surprised
number
me.
Five in the nation. Washington's loaded.
Washington
– Washington's a great
Washington's
team.
Lost a game, though, haven't they?
No, they're undefeated.
Are you sure?
The Washington Huskies, they're undefeated. They're phenomenal.
I just was looking at somebody's schedule last night, and their opening game, I thought they beat Washington. Maybe it was Washington State.
Who were you thinking of?
Might have been East Carolina or Boston College or looking at some of the Hokies' opponents.
I don't know. No, Washington's a legit team.
Or
they have Boise's old coach.
It might have been North Carolina, actually.
Possibly.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, here, let's check. That's just, it's probably Washington State.
Washington State's been on fire, too. I think.
What's Washington ranked, by the way?
Fifth.
Oh, they're fifth. You just said that.
Yeah. The AP poll is delayed, by the way, because of Hurricane Don't Call Me Matt Matthew. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know there was a college football game today?
Who played today?
They're actually a couple. Georgia and South Carolina played. And then I think Florida Atlantic played Charleston.
Is Florida and LSU just going to blow off that game? I heard that.
I don't know how.
Happen.
I don't know how they're going to fill that in. But I think it's ridiculous they didn't bother moving the game to today or to tomorrow night and just flat out cancel it. It was a picture perfect day in Gainesville, by the way, on Saturday.
Everyone's telling me Florida doesn't want to play the game for some reason, and I thought, wait, what about the money? What about all the money they make?
The money
for a game
and
like
the
that?
Recruits they have in, and I don't care. You have to play the game.
I don't get it. I know he was implying that they didn't want to play the game and they aren't going to play the game.
Well, I'm sure they didn't want to move it to Baton Rouge because they want the money. But you have to get that game in. And yet,
why would they force him to play it today or tomorrow?
I don't know. That was the head of the SEC made the call and said, "All right, cancel it." And yet, you know, you have your Hokies playing North Carolina in a rainstorm.
Oh, my God. How about NC State and Notre Dame?
Which, you know, aside from my love of Michigan, that was the most entertaining game.
Absolutely. That was great.
Notre Dame, NC State was just downright hilarious to watch for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
It was just bad.
Don't you just love seeing Kelly just having to eat it?
I know. And then he was kind of blaming his center. He was talking about how bad the offense was after the game.
Well, come on. How can you blame anyone in a game like that?
You're the idiot that decided to throw the ball 26 times. You left, what's the quarterback's name?
Kizer?
DeShone Kizer in instead of putting your running quarterback in. He could have just...
Which everyone was saying. Before the game even started, I was reading stuff online saying maybe, you know, be prudent to make a change with the weather situation.
Put Malik Zaire in and have him just run the stupid read option every play.
What you would think in the third quarter he would have done it.
I don't know. Because
they weren't doing
guy.
Anything. They could not catch the ball.
He's a stubborn, stubborn man. So,
all right. Well, we should wrap. We're about the 158 mark.
Jay, any other debate?
Polls? Any more poll action?
Well, polls are about the same, but good news. We got a very solid phone number, it looks like, here for
K-Bone.
K-Bone.
Should we call K-Bone now?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, before everybody else does.
We should dial him up.
1 o'clock in the morning?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, it's midnight, midnight his time zone.
Remember, he just got home.
Yeah, he just
and
got
plus,
home.
And plus, he's rock.
He's not falling asleep for hours. No. He's so rock hard right now.
And the Today Show, I guarantee you Today Show or GMA will have him on tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Oh.
What?
Oh, I was thinking he might be on a plane already to go to the Today Show, but...
No, they'll probably
have a remote.
Yeah, I mean, they already have people there.
They can go to Camo X or something.
Some other back information on him. He was a former Domino's Pizza manager.
Yeah. Nice.
Good job, Bone.
He's got a Facebook page. I haven't found it yet, but apparently he's got a Facebook page labeled K-Bone.
K-Bone.
To go by.
Are you sure that's not a fake one? It's really him?
That one I'm not sure about. K-Bone. But I'm sure this has got to be him as far as the other stuff I found on him. He's also a classic car aficionado. I have to hook him up with
Monkey
Mobile Mel.
Mobile Mel, yeah.
I saw you on the debate, Kenneth Moore.
Jay, dial this guy up. I'm rocked just thinking about talking to him.
Apparently he owns a 1974 Mazda Coupe. That's everything I got so far.
A Mazda Coupe. Sweet.
Bone.
Look at all the research we have.
Somebody's
the Oppo
me.
Research we have on K-Bone. No!
You have reached a number that is no longer in service.
What? Bone, man, you're missing your opportunity.
I'll check another number.
Some bummer, man.
You know the infamous...
Hey, 573, is that a St. Louis? Oh.
Yeah, that's where they were, right?
Well, 314 is usually St. Louis, but he's not in St. Louis.
There's another one in Missouri.
Bummer, man.
That's got to be him. I'll keep looking. Let me check here.
You know the
famous... Oh, that other number you think it might be his?
No. This one's got to be him based on everything I found so far. That's a possibility, but...
Dial this bitch up.
Let's see what else I can find here.
Oh, it's not that other number.
No.
Okay.
Remember the famous Hope picture, the Shepard Fairey graffiti for Obama had his face, said Hope?
Yeah.
The big 2008 one. They've already done it with Kenneth Bone, and it says... Bone. Other people have made one that says Hope with him holding the mic, but the one that just says Bone is the best. Now they're putting him on things like crossing the Delaware. He's sitting in the boat. Do you think you can buy a Kenneth Bone t-shirt already?
Give it a day.
Kenneth Bone starter pack people are selling.
What's in it?
Well, khakis, a huge red sweater, and a fake mustache. See, the internet is they do some good, the internet, Drew.
Oh, this is very important. Oh, come on, give me some memes.
CNN instant poll, 57% of watchers think Kenneth Bone won, compared to 34% for Kenneth Bone.
Sweet.
63% think Kenneth Bone outperformed expectations. He's the best.
Oh, everybody thinks he looks like Woody, the cartoon character.
What?
Yeah, this dude.
From Toy Story, the Woody. Big Al's toy barn.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Big Al's toy barn, that's funny.
Jay's seen enough of Woody, huh?
No kids.
Yep.
Stupid kids.
Wow, he's got quite a gut on him.
Bone?
Holy shit, yeah, bone.
Got quite a bone on him.
He could possibly work out a little bit.
I bet you he calls that the bone zone. He probably uses that line, too.
Yeah, this is definitely him.
The one that's DQ'd?
Yeah.
Bummer.
Bone!
So we'll have to check some other sources. Yeah,
Facebook him immediately.
Yeah, Facebook him for sure. Yeah,
definitely him, though.
Oh, man, his world could be spinning out of control.
Yeah, this guy might lose it over the sudden fame. It might be too much for him to handle. Let's see what else.
It's funny, every store. Oh, there already is. Welcome to the Bone Zone shirts out.
No way. Really?
It says welcome to, and it's got a picture of him asking the question, the Bone Zone. Barstool is putting it up. $28. Cut out Barstool.
The hope thing is pretty. That's pretty damn good.
The one that says bone.
Yeah.
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 Way to go. See, politics can bring people together.
And to think Bone is an uncommitted voter too. I mean, really,
Bone? You know why? Because he hasn't been thinking about this crap. Bone hasn't thought about this at all.
Bone will
think about it when Bone's really ready to think about it.
The idea that somebody's given it no thought just cracks me up. I mean, look at how much time we spend in this stupid election. I mean, just every day we read the news, we watch the news, whatever little thing happened. This guy has not even begun to think about it. He hasn't even thought about it.
He's like, I still got time.
When it's news time, the TV is never on. Never.
What do you think?
Newspaper wouldn't even think about it. Maybe looks at the sports section once in a while.
Bone? You think Bone's in? I bet you he's. Yeah, I bet you he's in. If he's from Salem, he's probably a big Cardinals fan. That's why he wore red.
If he goes online to look at classic cars,
somebody compared him to Marty Huggins from the campaign.
I saw that.
Oh, Bone.
All right. Oh, I see. Yeah, the T-shirt. That's nice. I want one of those. Bone Zone shirts. Okay, well, that's we'll complete our debate coverage without any further polls, I guess. Just the one. That's all the only poll that came out all night, huh?
Fox News? I would think Fox News would have one out.
CNN one, too.
It's just, did you check Fox News?
They didn't have it posted last time I checked. Huh. When we looked.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like they would fire one up in a hurry.
Yeah. St. Louis Slugfest. That's what they're calling it.
Now, when Fox News does a poll, do they poll 600 average clowns like they're supposed to, or do they only...
Should be more like 2,500.
Whatever the number is. Or do they only poll Fox News viewers?
I think they usually have the people pre-selected ahead of time to make sure they watch, right?
Yeah. I didn't know. I'm not really too hip on how they do that kind of polling. I mean, obviously, you got to have people that watched. And even then, how do you know they watched?
Well, don't they usually sit there with a the little dial, and if they like something, they turn it when they, if they like it, they
oh, those kind of, yeah, those are, I those think they're really thought, traditional polls, though.
No, but that's how I assume they did it, and then they ask those people in the end, who do you think won? Because then they can ask, like, what really resonated.
Okay, this is the Fox News poll?
So far. Again, they're still...
Latest polling numbers, Hillary Clinton 44%, Donald Trump 42%. So that's interesting. ABC usually puts a poll out. What's that, 34-31? Oh, is that earlier in the evening?
This is if you think they're honest and trustworthy. These are other.
Oh, 34% think Trump is honest and trustworthy. 31% find Hillary honest and trustworthy.
I don't know how anybody could find either one of them honest or trustworthy.
It's a bit stunning. Bit stunning.
So they're divided on different issues, like taking out ISIS and whatnot.
Destroying ISIS, Trump 52, Clinton 41. See, if you say it enough times, you're going to get some credit for it.
What is that question?
Destroying ISIS. Trump leads 52-41.
The question is, who will destroy ISIS better?
Yes.
Okay, can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
Why do people think he would destroy it?
Because he says it all the time.
Okay.
What? I mean, why else?
I mean, just him as opposed to her or anybody else. Why? He doesn't have a plan.
But he says it all the time. He's going to destroy ISIS. Race relations, Hillary Clinton 58%, Trump 35%. Who talks about it all the time? She does. But, you know, it's funny how Trump keeps saying, what do you got to lose? Seriously, what has been done for black people in this Obama administration? How is their lives, what is so much better?
Let's ask a black person.
Look at the, well, obviously, but look at the numbers in terms of, you know, food stamps and
it's not
kind of public service or, you know, government services. You'd think that number would go down if people were doing better in terms of jobs.
I think, though, what do you have to lose stance is his best chance, because not only what has happened, but who do you think is going to do more for you out of those two, though?
But don't you think that that Hillary Clinton and in some ways Barack Obama, I hate to say that, but I kind of believe it. There's an assumption that we have the black vote.
Sure.
So do you really have to do a lot for that group if you've got them? If they're voting for you 100-0, you don't really have to worry about losing them.
What group do they really do anything for?
Good question. I don't know. I can't even answer that question. Can you answer that question?
No. There's so many variables as to why somebody would vote for somebody. You know, and that's what means the most to you.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Me? No, I'm unemployed.
I don't know how many people would answer that question positively. I mean, growth is, you know, Trump keeps talking about how growth is almost zero. It is almost zero. Growth is, I mean, this economy is not in great shape.
Most economists feel that it's pretty strong right now. Should it have been better coming out of the recession? Absolutely.
1%? I mean, that's the only major economic concern in terms of the stock market is growth. And the stock market, I mean, there's so much wealth tied up in the stock market.
That was interesting when he was talking about carried interest. It's like she wants to keep it going, and she has talked about it a ton of times. It's like the one thing they agree on.
Well, it is true, though. I mean, if you're complaining about someone like him not paying taxes, it's sort of like, well, who's had a chance to do something about this and who hasn't? I don't know what he's doing.
Why it's dumb for him to say she's a fighter, she'll keep fighting. I mean, isn't that usually a good attribute somebody says about themselves?
But he said that she just doesn't fight for the right things. He doesn't trust her judgment. So she's fighting for nothing. She's out there fighting. She's swinging wildly.
It doesn't matter.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a good one. See ya.